Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, April 11th, 2016. This will probably be the most important broadcast we've ever done up until this date. And I'm serious when I say that. We have massive information that could bring down the globalists if the people realize how powerful the information is. It's up to you. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, your family to tune in. We're going to a John Bowne special report on victim disarmament. Then we're coming back to launch the main transmission. This is the InfoWar.
Another shooting on a military base. As an apparent murder-suicide occurred when an airman shot its commanding officer. The official statement read, "There is an active shooter situation at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland Medina Annex and base, and local authorities are on the scene at this time," meaning the local police. "All schools and child development centers are currently locked down and there have been no injuries confirmed at this time. There are no indications that this was a terrorist attack." Yet another pointless announcement that it wasn't a terrorist attack. Yet another nearby school put on lockdown and left defenseless, even if it was a possible terrorist attack. Since 1994, it's been a nonstop killing spree of drive-by shootings by radical Islamists and disgruntled subordinate soldiers, including the apparent murder-suicide that took place today at San Antonio's Lackland Air Force Base. There have been 21 such incidents, including the November 2009 Fort Hood massacre, when Major Nadal Malik Hassan carried out the largest mass murder at a military installation in American history, killing 13 and wounding 32. So which New World Order puppet got us into this situation? According to the Washington Times, one of the first things Bill Clinton did upon taking office in 1993 was to disarm U.S. soldiers on military bases. So in March 1993, the Army imposed regulations forbidding military personnel from carrying their personal firearms and making it almost impossible for commanders to issue firearms to soldiers in the U.S. for personal protection. For the most part, only military police regularly carry firearms on base, and their presence is stretched thin by high demand for MPs in war zones. Meanwhile, gun-free zones in general are devastating America.
The left just went into paroxysms of distress. The idea that somehow they were going to be responsible for race riots. Well, they've already happened. Can you spell Ferguson or Baltimore? And it's going to get worse unless they ease up on their anti-gun policies. And I think you're absolutely right. Chicago is just an explosion waiting to happen. Rahm Emanuel is has a very tenuous hold on power there. His gun control policies are a total failure. That if guns are so bad, tell the Secret Service, tell whoever your bodyguards are, hey, put those guns away. It only makes violence more likely. It's not the way to solve problems. Can't we just talk about them? And that's okay for you and me when they're talking to us, but they obviously don't believe that because they don't put that into practice. These people are just really too much. Reiterating the call to keep the bases gun-free zones. Well, you know, that's really ignorant. That is making policy out of wishes and unicorns and other fairy tales rather than looking at what has actually happened, that all of our mass murders, save a couple since 1950, have occurred in gun-free zones. And yet we've got men, I guess women too, that have been in charge of training and leading people in battle, and yet they are so afraid of guns that they don't think that an E-1 should have a firearm on a military base? Really?
13 people killed, including a pregnant soldier, and 32 shot, none of whom received the Purple Heart or any of the additional veterans' medical and financial benefits given those wounded or killed in war. Because the military, to the outrage of the victims, has apparently deemed this workplace violence.
And as military suicide numbers rise, it took 6 years for the dead and the wounded at Fort Hood to rightfully be awarded a Purple Heart. Today's murder-suicide in San Antonio is a blunt reminder that Bill Clinton's Rhodes Scholar New World Order policy isn't working. John Bowne for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss this transmission. It kicks off officially in T-minus 3 minutes.
Well, it's official. The GOP establishment has canceled the Colorado caucus because they don't want Trump to win a free election. That's right. The party elite are transforming our representational republic into an unelected autocracy in plain view. They're not even rigging the election behind the scenes. They're openly canceling it outright. It's almost too sensational to even put into words. The GOP establishment is killing the right to vote, perhaps the most sacred right held by millions of Americans. It's not even exaggeration compare this to communist China. They are unelected communist party officials that appoint unelected leaders to rule the country without the consent of the people. And that's exactly what just happened to Colorado. State GOP leaders appointed Ted Cruz as their presidential candidate without the consent of the people. This underscores something we've been reporting at Infowars.com for a very long time. There's no real difference between the GOP establishment and the Democratic Party establishment. They both want to expand the size of government at the expense of your individual rights. And this time, the establishment has sacrificed your right to vote. It's time for you to realize what's really going on and to spread the word to everybody you know. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life, Secret 12.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We return, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time for InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWars.com/show. Let me just first put on screen, before I launch into our top story, DrudgeReport.com's front page from last night in red letters. We put it out on tweet. Now, Drudge has the same headline up today. But last night, I took a screenshot of it, and I tweeted it out. Fury as Colorado has no primary or caucuses. Cruz celebrates voterless victory. And I said there, I predicted the election would be canceled, and now it is. Infowars.com/no primary. What will the controllers do next? And I ran out of characters, so I had to put no question mark there. But no question marks even needed. It's kind of poignant. And then let's go to Drudge Report today and look at the headline. Very emblematic. This is what all the newspapers in the country should say today. Instead, they just act like nothing happened. It's no big deal. I have a stack of news from yesterday and today. No one's saying it's a big deal. fury as Colorado has no primary or caucuses. Cruz celebrates voterless victory. Now, I talk about a lot of different news issues and different cultural developments that I call Rosetta Stones or philosopher stones. That if you have this, you understand this, you can decode everything. A skeleton key. This is undoubtedly the biggest development when it comes to waking people up, I believe, potentially, we've ever seen. Now, I've been on the air 21 years, and used to maybe once a year, I'd say, this is one of the biggest things we've ever covered. Now, every few weeks, I say, this now dwarfs what previously happened. And I'm not saying that for theatrical purposes. Look around you. Things get more over the top, more naked, more arrogant, more criminal, just dripping with bravado and chutzpah and every other form of hubris. Then I ask, what's coming next? And boy, let me tell you, I spent hours last night researching. I spent hours this morning, and I sat here going over 200 news articles that are in front of me, and it is wild. All over the Western world, they're shutting down free speech. All over the Western world, they're persecuting Christians. All over the Western world, they're breaking up families. All over the Western world, they're engaged in forced inoculations and just taking money out of people's bank accounts and extrajudicial secret police activities. Germany's reactivated the Stasi. They're merging with Facebook and Microsoft and Apple, merging with the communist Chinese, openly meeting, declaring their war on free speech globally. It is staggering, staggering. We're going to cover it all today. We have a filmmaker, Joel Gilbert, who's had the three Democrats on the FEC committee, that's half of them, Federal Elections Commission, call for his criminal indictment for putting out a film criticizing Obama during the 2012 election, saying that political speech now is any film or speech and that is criminal. If it doesn't follow their election rules, they want to shut down this show. We've been listed. Drudge has been listed perennially as the lead main elephant. If they can take that down, they get everybody. It's just all happening. And you would think, even though I knew this was all coming, that I'd be able to grasp it once it started happening. But I'll be honest. I am dumbfounded, poleaxed, flabbergasted. Shocked. Because there's so many facets to this. They're not just stealing the election publicly. It's how they're selling it with this unified wall of disinformation. I was on the elliptical this morning and monitored Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. And I've never seen such unity. They don't really act like they're fighting each other. I flipped from channel to channel. And they were going, it's ridiculous. Trump's making a big deal out of the fact that they just canceled the election in Colorado and gave all 34 delegates to Ted Cruz. Big deal. And by the way, is what he's doing calling for violence? Is he a troublemaker? Is this more hate? And then I saw a clip on the news, and I knew it was covered on the news Sunday because I have the news articles and the clips, but they said it again. On CNN, will there be criminal charges for Roger Stone for calling for violence at the RNC? And then I got a cold feeling in my spine. He never said anything like that, and they don't care. They're going to steal elections. They're going to install people, and they're openly threatening everyone. You don't come and you don't organize. And by the way, I'm in these news pieces last week and this week. I'm mixed in with it, saying we're going to go demonstrate. We're going to go say this is wrong. We're going to go talk to the delegate contingents that are having their own meetings and are meeting in hotels. We're going to go say, don't steal our vote. Follow the law and common sense. We're going to go expose the hoax. And so they're trying to create this idea that it's Donald Trump and Alex Jones and Roger Stone that are bad. There's real clear politics. That's from MSNBC. Former Cruz advisor Rick Tyler on MSNBC, dangerous. Roger Stone should be banned from the convention. And they go on to call for his arrest. Yes, that is Gestapo tactics, as Donald Trump's new campaign head came out and said on Meet the Press. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this Denver Post headline. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucus. And then they go on to act like it's a story about the price of milk or something. It's just totally nonchalant. But all the other articles, and there's hundreds of them, just go, oh, man, this is totally normal. Conspiracy theorists, and a whole bunch of articles that says conspiracy theorists think they're having their vote stolen. That's mind control. It's like walking up to, say, a woman in a parking lot in front of 50 people and punching her right in the teeth, knocking her teeth out. And everybody goes, you just knocked that woman's teeth out. And you go, no, I didn't. And you just sit there denying it with a straight face. I mean, it is mind control. And the Washington Post is calling for Roger Stone's arrest. There's the Washington Post. Could Donald Trump surrogate Roger Stone be charged with menacing GOP convention delegates? Menacing. He said, we're going to go out, we're going to talk to him. Let him know, don't steal our vote. Now, let me just stop before I get into all this, okay? This is why I want you to call your neighbors, your friends, your family, your pastors, your bosses, your employees. Let's say you own an auto parts store. This is live right now, but we'll put a YouTube video up of it and a Facebook video later with how to stop the 2016 theft of the election, how to stop the canceling. And I want people to sit their employees down and show this to them. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, who you are. This is the time to get involved, and it's the time to hit the streets, folks. Because let me tell you something. When they start canceling elections in front of everybody and then talking about arresting people that are going to try to protest it, baby, you're not going into the Soviet Union. You're not going into Nazi Germany. You're not going into Mao's China. Sweetheart, you are entering the gates. And I keep telling you, historically, things escalate, they escalate, they escalate incrementally, going into corruption, going into totalitarianism, going into oligarchy, going into the system. But once you finally hit a point, it's like putting a piece of paper on top of a stove. You know, a modern just heater stove. And that piece of paper will yellow, it will brown, it will finally explode into flames. I only put that over a flame where it just kind of lights and then burns. It'll crispen and then flash into flame. And so the paper is brown. It is crinkling. It is about to blow into flame. And it is the criminal foreign institutions and the Council on Foreign Relations and all these multinational groups that have written books and white papers and everything else admitting how they take countries over. And now they've done this here. And they are establishing a permanent central committee and a Politburo. And I want to explain something to people. I don't say that for rhetorical parallels to tyranny. I've looked at this, and let me explain what's about to happen when we come back from break. That's why I'm so afraid of them coming after me or shutting me down, not because I'm physically afraid of it. I'm worried other people just aren't as astute as I am historically. They just don't understand the enemy like I do. Quite frankly, no one does except the enemy themselves. People are all specialists in what they do. They're not specialists in the general understanding. I know how they're going to take the country over. I predicted they would do this, and now I know how to stop them. Using their own cultural template against them. Because it's true, but it's the only thing that can actually get into people's brains. Ladies and gentlemen, it is illegal to have the party cancel an election. When delegates are in dispute and at a razor's edge, you can, under party rules, manipulate it. But you can't when it's someone winning by hundreds and hundreds of delegates and millions of votes, start canceling caucuses and just having your delegates who are party officials set up by the party in the last 30 years take over. They put this rule in the 70s, 40 years ago. 40 years ago, exactly, the Republicans did. They never implemented it. So the hoax is saying this is legal and lawful. It's not. And now Trump's new chief of staff on the campaign has come out and said that.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Always trailblazing. Always the tip of the spear. Always cutting edge. Always revolutionary when it comes to empowering humanity. That's the info war. Now, I want to play a few clips here. And when I come back from break in the next long segment, I'm going to lay out the proof that what the Republican and Democratic leadership is doing is illegal. And I'm going to lay out the battle plan to stop them and defeat them. Now, they've got CNN, MSNBC, and the Washington Post, Real Clear Politics, you name it, has stories about arresting Roger Stone, who, by the way, is on tomorrow. I had very interesting talks with him last night and this morning. He's going to break giant news tomorrow here. We're going to be playing a clip of basically the new head of the campaign. There's some face-saving stuff for the other guy, but we're going to play the clip of Paul Manafort here in just a moment. But when we come back, I'm going to lay this out. Ladies and gentlemen, I've gone into the federal election law, and I've gone into the history of it, and I've got all the government printouts and university printouts. And I already knew this, but I went and actually looked it up last night, this morning again. It is illegal from every angle what they're doing. It's racketeering. It's civil rights violations. It's a gross, massive fraud against the public. It is embezzlement. It is voter disenfranchisement. Can you imagine if they told black people in Colorado you can't vote? It would be the end of the world because people know about the history of not letting blacks vote. Well, guess what? Every black Republican in Colorado was told they couldn't vote. And so I'm telling Paul Watson, but I'm telling everybody else, my writers, just go with it. Go with the Voting Rights Act of 65, 64. Go with the Civil Rights Act. It's all about voting. Go with the history of Jim Crow. Go into it all. Ladies and gentlemen, they try to say it's a federal crime not to let illegal aliens get driver's license and vote, basically. But then they're going to just tell an entire state, you don't get to vote. And now they're doing it in four other states. And it's not even being announced. Give me the Washington Post from yesterday that I highlighted where I went through the states and territories it's happening in. And they're using emergency law to do this. So we're going to break it down. But understand something. Just like they have TPP and secret treaties, they just claim they're allowed to put us under. That's all illegal and a fraud, too. That's my point with the TPP. If they can do that, why not suspend an election? Why not? And that's what they're doing. They also, Bernie Sanders won Wyoming and another state. They just gave it. That's like seven states he's won. They just give Hillary the delegates. And they put it in the news like it's normal. See, that's really the big issue here. They're not just stealing it. They are openly coming out and going, how dare Donald Trump complain? I mean, I can't even believe the level of it. Let's go ahead and play the clip of Donald Trump, who isn't even being hardcore enough. He's saying it's not fair. Hey, Donald, I know you guys listen. You get talking points here, and I'm proud of that. And I'm so proud to support you, to have the whole globalist system against you. I knew I made the right choice. Bring up the Civil Rights Act. Bring up Jim Crow. Bring up poll taxes. And say, look, we had revolutions and civil wars over this. And Eisenhower had to send troops in so blacks could vote. You've made everybody where they can't vote. It's illegal. I don't care what you claim inside the party. You need to be indicted. He needs to bully pulpit that, and it will destroy them. Let's go out to break with Donald Trump.
So I watch Bernie. He wins. He wins. He keeps winning, winning, winning. And then I see he's got no chance. They always say he has no chance. Why doesn't he have a chance? Because the system is corrupt. And it's worse on the Republican side because I'm up millions of votes on Cruz. Millions. I don't mean like I'm up by two votes. I'm up millions and millions of votes. I'm up by hundreds and hundreds of delegates. I go to Louisiana. I win Louisiana. And I say, isn't that beautiful? I love the people. I send them a note. Thank you very much. I love you, Louisiana. Then I find out that I get less delegates than Cruz because of some nonsense going on. No, I'm telling you. And I say this to the RNC, and I say it to the Republican Party. You're going to have a big problem, folks, because there are people that don't like what's going on. You know, they don't like what's going on. We've got a corrupt system. It's not right. We're supposed to be a democracy. We're supposed to be, you vote and the vote means something, all right? You vote and the vote means something.
And there's more of the speech. We'll play more later. I'm going to play his new campaign head. Roger Stone's business partner, coming up. And what he says, no, what Cruz is doing breaks the rules. Absolutely. When you cancel,
we're on the march.
You're done.
The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They are on the run.
Today is Monday, April 11th, and here's some of the latest news. The Obama administration has ordered the Border Patrol to release illegals still soaking wet from the Rio Grande. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, told a House committee that agents were given the order soon after President Obama decided to limit immigration enforcement in 2014. Mr. Judd revealed that illegal immigrants have learned to game the system by claiming they arrived before 2014 because the Obama administration gives lower priority to illegals who've been in the country for several years. He said, quote, the illegals are still wet from the river and miles from any civilization, and on their word alone, we release them unless we physically saw them cross the river. In other news, Obama admitted he had no plans for Libya after forcing Gaddafi out of power. Libya has been a failed state since the end of the U.S.-led coalition in 2011, which created a power vacuum for ISIS and other extremist groups to exploit. Islamic militants have been using Libya as a base of operations to ship weapons to Syria while steadily gaining control of Libya's vast oil resources. This is Kit Daniels reporting for InfoWars.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. A highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. Sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you are dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Donald Trump, Roger Stone, Paul Manford. I know you're smart guys, but listen to me and deploy these facts and these terms. And it will blow giant holes in the globalist operation against you. Guaranteed. You want to break the spell they've got over people not understanding this is total theft. It's already cracking. It's already imploding. You're already doing a very good job attacking the cancellation of 2016 by stealth. And I know you don't want to destroy people's hope thinking, well, I might as well not vote. They've already canceled it. So you don't want to come out and admit how naked it is and how it's meant to have you positioned to have the nomination stolen from you and from us. But we've gone way past those points. You need to just go all the way. This is a total criminal takeover. And just point out Fast and Furious and the crimes of the government and say you don't expect justice from the Justice Department. And then just go directly to the American people, do a giant press conference, and just break down the fact that this is the suspension of our country. This is the end of America. This is a tombstone for our country, a demarcation line where you can mark the point when the collapse accelerated into oblivion. So I'm going to lay out some of the history. I'm going to lay out the facts. I'm going to do a presentation here in a couple minutes. And then we're going to take this video and put it together with all the articles and put out a special report on it. They have really jumped the shark on this one. If we break out of the trance and the malaise, the morass, the swamp, the bayou. I taste and I smell victory. Victory. Unbelievable. the arrogance of the globalist has gone way too far. And they're calling for arresting Roger Stone while playing clips of him on this show. He is unprecedented. Since I was about 18, I wanted to fight for this republic. I knew the best way to do it would be to get involved in news and politics. And my God, I'm satisfied right now. I'm very sad about the state of our world, but I got to tell you, I can look in the mirror and tell myself, buddy, you gave it one hell of a shot. I'm so proud that I've got the ancestors and the genetics to be a fighter. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is what satisfies a man. Is being right, being focused, not being a coward, not caring what the crowd says, not being a sunshine patriot, but a winter soldier. All hell's going to break loose, folks. You better get ready. Tyranny is already here, and it's going to get bad. They're taking the gloves off. But I've looked at the enemy. I've studied history. I've watched their moves. They can't help themselves. They've bitten off way more than they can chew. The New World Order is like a 4-foot pygmy trying to eat a whole elephant. He doesn't have a refrigerator. That thing's going to rot before he ever gets around to it. All right. When something's this big, I have trouble even getting into it and talking about it. It's so epic. I'm just going to stop for a moment and calm myself. See, they don't want you to recognize how big this is, what they've done. And if they can do this trick, this mind game, and have all their pundits act like it's normal and go, what's the big deal with Donald Trump? Yeah, his shadow advisor, his confidant, says we ought to go protest. Well, that's criminal. We ought to arrest him. Yeah, can you believe it? Everybody knows you don't vote in America. I mean, what a discredited lot of traitors. From MSNBC to CNN to ABC to just all of them. I'm just thinking, God, I'm not one of these people. And you ought to be proud of yourself, too, that you were awake, you were involved, their mind control didn't work on you, our incredible listeners. That's why I don't want you thanking me when you walk up to me in public or on the street and you got this light in your eyes looking at me like I'm something great when you're just as great as I am or greater. It is humbling to have smart, informed people of every race, color, and creed counting on me to fight the globalist. Well, I'm counting on you, too, and thank you. You're amazing. You're fantastic. I really feel sorry for the people, though, that just for whatever reason don't get it because they never had it. They just lost their soul somehow to TV and the culture and never realized that life's a contact sport. They've got to be in the arena. They're just dead in the bleachers like zombies. They look like they're alive, but they're not. We shouldn't laugh at them. We shouldn't have disdain for them. Lord knows I do that all the time. Then I feel embarrassed because I'm making fun of victims. And that's wrong. So I'm going to lay this out very calmly in the best way I can here in just a moment. First off, though, if you see the information we talk about, if you understand what we're dealing with, if you understand the historical point we're at, I want to encourage you more than ever to be vocal and to be involved. And one of the chief ways to do that is taking the videos and the articles and the tweets and the information we put out on the InfoWars platforms and the InfoWars Project. It's what we are, Project Against Globalism, Against Tyranny. against world slavery. We are the pro-human project. We are the information war of the people against the enemy. And it's information war of lies. You are the organic response to the enemy. Whether you want them to be your enemy or not, they are your sworn enemy. They are like wolves and see you as blind sheep. And also, it's more important than ever to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast so I can have the reporters in the field 24/7, so I can have the writers, have the crew, and be able to field the information we have and the research we have, and to be able to do it in a competent fashion. We've fallen down a lot. We've had a lot of issues, myself included, but our guts are in the right place. Our minds are in the right place. Our souls are in the right place, and we're committed. And when you buy the new updated Hillary for President t-shirt backed by popular demand, it's an update of the last one that was the collector's item. This is a new shirt, but it looks very similar because folks really, really wanted it back. So I'm keeping my word, but barely, because folks want it so much. And I'll just admit that. This is I'm so into not ever going back on something, and I kind of feel bad about doing this, but everybody wants it. So I changed the Infowars.com to red and put some more stuff on the front. Hillary for President 2016 till the end of time. That part's been added, but it looks like a classic election shirt, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's another limited edition. It'll just go through this year or until she gets indicted. So it's got a 4.9 review. It's a very, very hot shirt. Obviously, it'll probably be the best seller we've ever had now. And these are all over the news, all over the country. I want to thank all the folks that are out there taking action and standing up against this evil witch. And then lastly, the all-new DNA Force Plus is back, and the new key ingredients listed on the site if you want to read about that. New powerful ingredient, same price. An all-new ultra-strength version of DNA Force is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com with a new powerful ingredient for the same price as original DNA Force. DNA Force has been sold out for months. We expect to quickly sell this limited shipment. DNA Force is loaded with patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies and extremely hard to secure. Look, there's a reason why just one ingredient, DNA Force, costs around $30,000 per batch, or $14,000 a kilo. That's the BioPQQ. It's the true absorbable, not synthetic type. Ingredients in DNA Force include a patented form of antioxidant CoQ10, the name's too long to pronounce, BioPQQ, digestive enzymes, amino-boosting, astragalus root, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol, resveratrol, if I say that right, resveratrol, there you go, third time's the charm. DNA Force is extremely hard to produce, and when we run out, we are often out of stock for months. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and get the all-new DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out. And at current sales, it'll sell out in about a week. And then we got more coming in a month. It's been sold out for 3 months. And it's our most expensive item, but comparable formulas sold by medical doctors. Some of the stuff's prescription in Europe is $300 to $400. Some of it's $600 because it's that powerful. I mean, it's been proven to... I'll just go see what it's been proven to do. It's all been approved by the lawyers and everybody up there on the site. And just research this for yourself. It's got 175 studies behind it. What it does to your DNA, what it does to the telomeres, what it does to your mitochondrial DNA, the engines of the cell, it is redonkulous how good it is. I mean, I cut my finger off, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, and it was still numb on one side, and took this for a few months. It got numb, started tingling, kind of hurt. And then it just... the feeling came back. It's completely back. Boom. I mean, it was the DNA Force for me. And that's what it's patented and certified and proven. It's incredible. And they put out synthetic versions of the BioPQQ and things like that that doesn't do the same thing. Your body doesn't upload it. This has the only organic BioPQQ out there that there is. And I can't call it organic because I'll just tell you, a genetically engineered bacteria creates it, okay? The Japanese have it, and people say, well, I'm against genetic engineering. You know, no, I'm against out of control, not knowing what's going on. So this that's how this is produced, and that's why it's bioidentical. It's the stuff that is in comets. It's not of this world. I'm not kidding. You got to look it up. It's amazing. And all and the other stuff synthetics, like $50 a bottle for just a for just the bio PQQ. And it's not the stuff that's in the comets and out there in the Kuiper Belt. So it's like the makeup of the universe or something. I don't know how to describe it. You got to look into it for yourself. It's amazing. Before that, I have to basically extract it out of 500 cartons of blueberries to make a dose of it. Okay? It's only found in things like blueberries. It's ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just crazy how weird this universe is. Okay, let's go back. Let's start over. Thank you for the support, folks. Let's start back over with the Donald Trump clip. Then I want to play his new campaign head, Paul Manafort. Those guys are all gentlemen. They're not fighting with the current so-called head. It's just that he really is. Even Politico, after I told you about it, you admitted that he's pretty much the new campaign head running the show. Nothing against the other guy that's gotten in all the trouble and stuff. I think he's been set up. The point is that this guy's an expert on actually how to win elections. So, quite frankly, Trump was advised on this whole strategy a year ago and was warned about all this. And so that's why now Trump's going, okay, and bringing these guys in. But I'm just going to stop right there. Let's now break down how they plan to steal the election, where all this is going, and how we can stop them. And you're not going to hear some of this information anywhere else. It is guaranteed. If other writers and other researchers and other talk show hosts and we the people pick up on this, this is so hardcore, so truthful, so poignant, so powerful, it's game over. So first, let's go to Trump talking about Bernie Sanders winning all these states, but then from Wyoming to New Hampshire, they give them to Hillary. But if they hadn't stolen those states, he'd be barely ahead of Hillary. Trump is millions and millions of votes, hundreds and hundreds of delegates ahead, but when he wins Louisiana, Tennessee, Arizona, Colorado, and other states, North Dakota, Wyoming, Samoa, Guam, Virgin Islands, it's all just being given to Ted Cruz. And I got to say, I've gone from not trusting Ted Cruz but wanting to like him because of his good voting record to absolutely just loathing him. I mean, the dirty tricks he did against Carson and then all the rest of it, and then now stealing with the Republicans and canceling elections, it's unprecedented. And they want us to just not notice this and not understand it. That's the key. We have to get upset and state that it's illegal and why. And I'm going to go over that here in a moment. But first, here's Donald Trump.
I watch Bernie. He wins. He wins. He keeps winning, winning, winning. And then I see he's got no chance. They always say he has no chance. Why doesn't he have a chance? Because the system is corrupt. And it's worse on the Republican side. Because I'm up millions of votes on Cruz. Millions. I don't mean like I'm up by 2 votes. I'm up millions and millions of votes. I'm up by hundreds and hundreds of delegates. I go to Louisiana. I win Louisiana. And I say, isn't that beautiful? I love the people. I send them a note. Thank you very much. I love you, Louisiana. Then I find out that I get less delegates than Cruz because of some nonsense going on. No, I'm telling you. And I say this to the RNC and I say it to the Republican Party. You're going to have a big problem, folks, because there are people that don't like what's going on. You know, they don't like what's going on. We've got a corrupt system. It's not right. We're supposed to be a democracy. We're supposed to be, you vote and the vote means something. All right? You vote and the vote means something.
We are a constitutional republic, which is a limited democracy. And yes, the delegates have always sworn at the point for the voters of the precinct that they represent that group of votes, and the votes are tallied together at the precinct and then put into that delegate who then goes. And then in 1972 for the Democrats, 76 for the Republicans, they changed the rule to create super delegates who they claim will just organize things. There have been contested elections where it's neck and neck. This is unprecedented. But when they canceled the Colorado Republican primary and others, they disenfranchised voters and the public trust and the Voting Rights Act of 65 and brought back a form of Jim Crow against the entirety of the American people. There has never in the history of this country been voter restriction of this level except saying blacks couldn't vote. And that's what you parallel with it is Trump ads. We're going to make some for them, showing black slaves, showing how they weren't allowed, showing whites and blacks and others protesting for the right of blacks to be able to vote properly and to not have poll taxes and not be violated, and then show how, boom, then they just cancel it in Colorado. And the clips of the pundits saying it's no big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't just expose how it's connected to slavery. That'll finally get people thinking, yeah, blacks couldn't vote and it was wrong. Now we can't vote or our vote doesn't count. And then a party selects somebody and then we supposedly vote for that. That's the communist Politburo system. The Soviet Union would have elections. But the candidates were approved by the Politburo that was approved by the Central Committee. And I've got all the news articles on that. I mean, that's what this system is. They're getting rid of our republic system and are bringing it in to say that the Democrats and Republicans, they both decided to do it. They both made a backroom deal because the other party could kill the other party, pointing this out. Vice versa. And so we have to point out this is illegal. This is wrong. You just as a party can't say you're allowed to change the rules because it's racketeering. We have public election laws. We have state and local laws. We have taxpayer money spent on all the voting. We have poll watchers. We have all of these systems and international groups come here to monitor our elections. If this was done in a third world country, they'd call it the biggest scandal ever. It would be the dictator of Venezuela has canceled the elections. The dictator of China has canceled elections. Ceausescu in Romania has canceled elections. You know, he will now hold a sham where the party appoints who they want. This is directly out of even banana boat third world countries have sham elections where they just stuff the ballot box and announce whatever they want. They're just dispensing with that entirely because they know it's hard to steal an election from a landslide. So if we counter this and point this out and Trump gets hardcore on this, it's game over. Just because the party officials in both parties say they're allowed to change the rule, really, why didn't you do it in the 200 years before 1976? 200 years before that. The last 40, you have it on the books, but the first time you implement it now, both parties, to block two populist candidates, one hardcore super leftist, one kind of populist, strongman, fascist light. I don't particularly like some of the stuff Trump's doing, but man, they're scared of him. They are really freaking out because they know he wants to actually be president. He doesn't want to sell us out to a globalist system. So here's Paul Manafort. Longtime business partner in their political operation with Roger Stone, helped Ronald Reagan stop them stealing it from him in 1980 and other big elections. A top floor operative, the best in the nation. Stone even says that. He says he's even better than him. And he's his partner. And so Stone and Manafort are here to the rescue to counter all this. And so they're calling for Stone's arrest in the Washington Post and CNN and MSNBC. And playing clips of yours truly, implying I need to be arrested as well. There's some sites saying that as well. So I'm here exposing what they're doing, calling for no violence, and they want me arrested and basically say I'm calling for violence. That's another little cherry on top of where we are. Okay? Now, let's go to the Manafort clip.
What is fair game to win a delegate? Is threatening a fair game? Is threats a fair game?
It's not my style. It's not Donald Trump's style.
What is?
But it is Ted Cruz's style, and that's going to wear thin very fast.
You think he's threatening delegates?
Well, he's threatening that there. You go to these county conventions, and you see the Gestapo tactics, the scorched earth tactics.
Gestapo tactics?
Yeah, they are.
That's a strong word.
Well, you look at. So we're going to be filing several protests because the reality is, you know, they are not playing by the rules, but. frankly, that's the side game, because the only game I'm focusing on right now is getting delegates. And the games that have happened, even this past weekend, and, you know, are not important to the long-term game of how do we get to 1237.
And then he goes on in the longer clip, it's on Infowars.com, to say what they're doing breaks the rules. We're going to file more protest. And notice the pundit from the Clinton and Obama White House, who now hosts the show, it's just all their operatives are in there, is like, are threats okay? Is this okay? Because they know millions of people are going to show up, probably millions. I'm going to be, they want me to lead it. I mean, quite frankly, I'm letting Stone be the leader of it. There's going to be a bunch of folks there, and we are going to say no to this. To being told that the person we voted for, we can't have, it's not normal to go demonstrate. They're implying we want violence. As we say, we're going to go to these delegations, and we're going to go stay in the same hotels, and when they're all walking around with their delegate cars, we're going to walk up and say, what are you doing? That's our free speech. That's Gestapo tactics stealing our votes. It's not Gestapo tactics like they've got Ted Cruz's operatives on CNN and MSNBC saying. So here's the big news. Anybody can type into a search engine and go to countless universities, go to the federal government websites, Library of Congress, and read about Jim Crow laws. So let's go over these for people. Jim Crow laws were enacted on a host of issues, disarming blacks, you name it. First gun control laws were Jim Crow. But they were mainly voting. And it did everything from setting up labor unions so that, you know, they couldn't have blacks in them, to not letting blacks basically run for office, to making blacks pay a poll tax, and also poor whites, to shut them down. And there were just all sorts of lawsuits and fights and people killed over this. And finally, by the 1974, quote, 75, when it finally got signed into law, Voting Rights Act of 65, Jim Crow was abolished. You read the stuff in Jim Crow, it's nothing compared to just saying the party's allowed to cancel a vote. Think about this. If a party can really cancel a primary, in all these states they're doing it, or steal them after the fact, they have suspended the real election. Think about that. And they are now the leaders of the country and will bestow on their surrogates, their legates, their children, endlessly, just like Cuba or North Korea, or where these communist generals are billionaires in China and their grandkids are billionaires and they just own the country because they're on the Central Committee that was set up in 1927. They are 3 to 4 generations down in the communist Central Committee, and it's almost all the children and grandchildren of the original people in 1927 that were in the mountains of China, didn't even take over till 49. They are a hereditary rulership. So go read about Jim Crow and connect it to this. That, hey, if blacks are having their right to vote taken, and it was basically wars over it, and Eisenhower sending troops in so they could vote in 1958, what's going on now? You see, well, go read the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. Go read the Politburo of the Communist Party of China. The Central Committee then appoints these people, and then they decide who the president is. I mean, it's totally rigged. This is what we're going into. This is the end of our country, people. And both parties are doing it now on purpose to set the precedent, act completely normal, and then just go, oh, yeah. And then now suddenly everyone wants to be a delegate. And how do I become a delegate? It's like the new royalty. And these delegates are all on power trips because they're part of the party and they get to go on golf trips and steakhouses. I mean, this is so sick, folks. Talk about oligarchy. This is it. Get this out to everybody. Stay with us.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took 2 more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear.
I can never get enough of that voice. Probably one of my favorites.
Mother,
the evil Elvis.
Mother,
can you keep him in the dark for life? And I know he's a listener too, but we've sent him emails and stuff, and people won't give it to him. He won't come on the show. I've talked to folks who know him. He's a listener. Pretty crazy. I'm like Glenn Danzig. People say, that guy's evil. At least he wears it openly on his sleeve, and that's not what I think he's really doing. Though I think he's pretty much fallen to it, something he thought he could control, he couldn't. No, the people that are evil are the people that act like they're good out in the open but are wicked inside. Crank it up! About to kneel to the globalists. Mother.
Mother.
All right, that's enough. That's right. You think the globalists are going to be able to successfully shut down humanity and play these games? They're open, naked power grab. Instead of stealing elections and manipulating them behind the scenes is a devastating, succulent, delicious victory. Like the most juicy ribeye steak you've ever seen dripping with grease. And a giant baked potato that you just split open steaming and dump the sour cream and chives and bacon bits into. We really need to realize the victories we're having with the enemy. And their biggest camouflage is to act like they're invincible and all-powerful, so they just act more arrogant the weaker they get. They are flailing around all over the world. Now, that said, they could start some big wars and really pull the trigger, and stuff's going to get nasty. That's why we've got to work like the Dickens right now. We've got to work as hard as Charles Dickens did. They say 20 hours a day with his passion for writing. We've got to work like the Dickens to defeat these people, to affect the future battle space, to expose them, because humanity is now ready to hear the truth. You probably noticed I'm pretty animated today, more energy than usual. I do not even feel worthy to be bringing you this type of information. I mean, this is historical, huge, what's happening. I know I keep going back to that, but let's put DrudgeReport.com back up on screen. Infowars.com and Drudge Report are basically the only sites over the weekend flipping out and freaking out. Now, finally, the tail's wagging the dog as usual. Mainstream media is having to say, okay, folks are mad. They just don't understand the process and the party has rules. No, we get the party seized control and wrote some rule. Kind of like the Clintons with the Republican leadership in the 90s changed the rules so big mega banks could create derivatives garbage, trillions and trillions of it, and sign taxpayers onto it. No, we get you guys wrote yourself a piece of paper up saying you're allowed to rape us. And we're telling it, shove it where the sun doesn't shine. Stick it in your pipe. Get out of our way. Go jump in the lake. Fly a kite. You know what I mean, don't you? You're a pack of criminals. But let's go to my tweet last night with a shot of Drudge Report. Notice he's got the same headline up there. Is he interested? Because it's just so epic. Furious Colorado has no primary or caucus. Cruz celebrates voterless victory. Click on the story. We posted this article yesterday. Yeah, just click on that link right there. Thank you. I want to show TV viewers. I'll read it for radio listeners. goes to an article we posted from Politico. No primary, no caucuses. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Now let's scroll down. Now Politico didn't go with that headline. That's what the article says. Drudge gave it that headline. And then you see my videos from months ago, April 1st, March 28th. It goes back even months before that, where I started using the term, they're canceling the election. This is a canceling. And then here is the headline. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. The Denver Post. That's what it is. They're canceling it and bringing you ceremonial candidates as stand-ins directly out of the Bolshevik Central Committee Politburo model. I'm not using that example for rhetoric. That's what it is.
Well, it's official. The GOP establishment has canceled the Colorado caucus because they don't want Trump to win a free election. That's right. The party elite are transforming our representational republic into an unelected autocracy in plain view. They're not even rigging the election behind the scenes. They're openly canceling it outright. It's almost too sensational to even put into words. The GOP establishment is killing the right to vote, perhaps the most sacred right held by millions of Americans. It's not even an exaggeration to compare this to communist China. Their unelected Communist Party officials appoint unelected leaders to rule the country without the consent of the people. And that's exactly what just happened to Colorado. State GOP leaders appointed Ted Cruz as their presidential candidate without the consent of the people. This underscores something we've been reporting at InfoWars.com for a very long time. There's no real difference between the GOP establishment and the Democratic Party establishment. They both want to expand the size of government at the expense of your individual rights. And this time, the establishment has sacrificed your right to vote. It's time for you to realize what's really going on and to spread the word to everybody you know. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today. A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As I read and scan through hundreds of articles a day, I probably scan 300 articles a day. I probably scan through 30, 40 videos a day, compilations of news. And I look deeply and read probably 30, 40 entire articles. And I cannot even scan the numbers of articles out of Europe and the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, the Western world, where people are being arrested for their speech, where people are being indicted, where people are being fined. The worst places are Germany, France, and the UK. But now it's happening here. I have 2 stacks, we're going to cover it in this next hour with Joel Gilbert, of people indicted or arrested for simply saying we shouldn't have open borders in Europe. You all know about Le Pen last year and this year. Indicted, what, twice now? Marie Le Pen. I mean, milquetoast libertarian nationalist. Not even as hardcore as Trump. She's facing court and a year in jail for saying we are facing something as dangerous as what happened in World War II to our sovereignty with this Muslim invasion. They've indicted her. Now, Matt Drudge came here. In fact, I meant to tell you this before the interview, and I forgot. Guys, will you go find the Matt Drudge clip? It's in a bunch of those snippets. Matt Drudge warns that we're running out of time on the First Amendment. The story was all over the news. And he met with a Supreme Court justice, had dinner with him, one of the only living conservative ones, I'll just leave it at that, not Scalia. And he said next year they're coming for your speech. They're going to use campaign finance regulations, not even law. They're going to interpret any political speech critical of the left as a violation and claim you're in an election and indict you like Dinesh D'Souza, who I believe did nothing wrong. 9 months in jail, number two filmmaker documentary filmmaker in history. Gets five friends to give money to his friend that's running for the Senate against Hillary. Didn't call it a super PAC, didn't fill out a form. 9 months in jail, 5 years of probation. And they're harassing him right now. There's the headline. Matt Drudge, copyright laws could outlaw linking to websites. I had a Supreme Court justice say it to me, tell me it's over. I want to cue that up. Now, Joel Gilbert had the three of the six members of the Federal Elections Commission file a complaint on him. Normally they come from outside. With criminal referrals, folks, to basically have him indicted. We sell his films. Will I be indicted? Dreams of My Real Father? Extremely powerful. It's just Obama's dad. He used to live with this top communist porn director. His grandfather called him his best friend. In Obama's book, it talks about it. It's his daddy. The whole Kenya thing was a red herring. He did it, the investigative journalist. Found photos of Obama's mother in porn with him. It's her. No wonder they want him indicted. I'm on the enemy's list. It's in the game, people. They're coming. They threatened the Supreme Court last year and said, you'll get in line or else. And you saw what happened to Scalia. No autopsy, no nothing. Just like we're seeing the Republican Party and the Democratic Party take the delegates from Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And I don't like Sanders, and I have some problems with Trump, but he's a nationalist. And I had liked Cruz before, and I know our guest likes Cruz, but here's the deal. You can't, as Paul Manafort said on Meet the Press, you can't just cancel an election. They're supposed to represent the delegates. If it's neck and neck, some things can happen, but this is illegal. Look at Jim Crow laws against for people, poor whites and blacks couldn't vote. That's what this is Jim Crow, folks. It's back. But nobody gets to vote in Colorado. Sanders wins Wyoming. The delegates are given. This is in the news today. This is the suspension of the election. And, folks, this shows the climate we're in, where all this is going. They're not going to give that to Ted Cruz. The top Republicans like Karl Rove already said, oh, don't worry. He said that on national TV. We're going to do Paul Ryan. We want a fresh face. Why not? If you're going to steal it from Trump, why not give it directly to Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney? That's where this is going. Look at that New York Post. Rigged race means Hillary takes more delegates in Bernie's Wyoming win. And then you go here. The messy way Colorado's picking its GOP delegates may actually matter this year. Oh, they call it messy, like they let their socks on the floor. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. Oh, the election's canceled. And they announce it. Like it's no big deal. That's censoring your speech as well. Your voting is your most fundamental speech. And then they call for Roger Stone from clips on this show saying we should go talk to the delegates at their hotels. You know, we're going to be there. I'm going to lead a demonstration in Cleveland, Ohio. We've got those clips coming up. They're on CNN, MSNBC, and the Washington Post. Let me show you the headlines here. Could Donald Trump's surrogate Roger Stone be charged with menacing GOP convention delegates? Now they want him arrested. Former Cruz advisor Rick Tyler on MSNBC. Dangerous reporter Stone could be banned. Let me give you more. Then we're going to our guest for the balance of the hour. But I'm giving you a presentation here of this. Let me give you more. Germany says examining Turkish request to prosecute satirist who on national TV read a poem making fun of Erdogan. I have stacks of these. Okay. Major newspaper sends us politically correct story about Muslim chain attack where they choked the girl in front of witnesses and said, Muslims rule the world. Professor, civil war most likely outcome of migrant crisis. Pakistan Islamists is behind Mumbai attacks, captured in Austria after entering Europe as refugee. Sleeper cells, folks, why are they bringing them in? Because when they attack, they're going to take all our rights. UK equity chief who popularized the term Islamophobia admits, I thought Muslims would blend into Britain. I should have known better. Even the liberal mayor says we got to stop them coming in because they're bringing in the most radical from war zones that invaded Syria. This is the invasion force the Russians defeated. So they're now allowed to flee. Saudi Arabia won't take them back. Qatar won't take them back to Europe and then to here. We are wide open. So we go to our guest, but ladies and gentlemen, he's had some success and the media's like, oh, you know, the Republican members are saying we're not going to call for his indictment. So for now, he's okay. I've seen 10 different senators and a bunch of czars. We've done articles on it and listed them. Calling for Drudge to be shut down because he's a conservative and points out their lies. He has a right as a news person, just like you can write a column, to have his view in America. That's not campaign money, my free speech. Oh, but Reverend Wright can say, GD America, kill the whiteys, all this garbage. That's okay speech. And the persecution the IRS has done against Christians and conservatives and libertarians groups and veterans groups. And MSNBC says, well, they're racist. They deserve it. Really? You dehumanize me, calling me a racist, and then I'm allowed to be drug off. Now, we sell both his films at InfoWarsStore.com. I told my guys last week, order a bunch more. We're going to push these. We're going to do ads again off this and say, hey, come after Joel Gilbert. You got to come after us. Folks, we either hang together or we hang separate. And I'm telling you, disenfranchising our vote, intimidating people, going after our free speech, the school saying can't say mother and father. We're already way down the rat hole in something never before seen. We got to wake up out of the trance, realize what's happening, and get upset. Dreams of my real father, and then they're going after him for the one he made for the election, that there's no place like Utopia, saying Obama's really a communist. Obama went down to Argentina 2 weeks ago, let's get that clip ready, too, and said, there's no difference really between communism and capitalism, and choose whatever you want. See, he went to Cuba and stood in front of Che Guevara that said black people weren't humans and Native Americans were roaches. Do you have any idea how racist communists are in Latin America? Let's go to Joel Gilbert. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but I tell you, Joel, I am almost speechless that I can't come up with words to describe how serious all this is. I just laid out a continuum there of just a smattering. I've got stacks of stuff I haven't even gotten to today. Tell people what they tried to do to you, what they're currently doing. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit jealous that they're not trying to indict me. I mean, you really hit a nerve talking about dad, didn't you?
Yeah, Alex, you hit it on the nose. I mean, don't worry, you're not far behind. You know, I'll see you in the gulag, apparently. Look, we're hanging in the balance between being and staying a constitutional republic and living under liberal fascism. The Supreme Court now is tied at 4-4. Between leftists who vote radical ideology versus constitutionalists. Now, what happened to me on the FEC is the Federal Election Commission regulates political speech, but they have an exemption for media, for you, talk radio, Drudge, me, Michael Moore, Fox News, CNN. We can have political speech all we want and express opinions on political figures, myself as a journalist and documentarian, at any time without registering ourselves and telling who our donors are and so on, according to FEC rules. Now, the Federal Election Commission judged a complaint against me, and the case was already settled when Michael Moore, Citizens United, this was settled law. And I had a lot of people emailed me and said, hey, congratulations, you beat the FEC. And I said, wait, it was 3-3. 3-3. If they had a John Roberts character who compromised on the Republican side, or if Hillary gets to take office and simply adds an extra Democrat commissioner, then what would happen next is they would call me in to the FEC with my lawyer. They would impose a fine, let's say $100,000, $200,000, and I would have to agree to restrict my free speech in the future that I can't make documentary films, for example. If I don't agree to their settlement, then they would refer me to the Justice Department for criminal charges. And that was in the complaint. Now, it came out 3-3. So we're literally hanging in the balance. And these may be the last days of our constitutional republic that we're enjoying. And as you say, watching it go down the rat hole, the fact that they even considered a complaint against me is indication that free speech is absolutely at risk.
Well, they voted for it. There's one story I didn't get into because it was inside baseball, and I agreed to not make it public because they dropped it. We've actually had the feds. And the lawyers said they'd never seen anything like it. I got the top one in the country. They said, we've never seen anything like this. With the complaint that the feds brought against us through the EEOC, I mean, it was just it was a total joke. And I told them, go ahead, do your criminal deal, let's go. But, I mean, that's where we are with these sniveling scum that run this country. They are just unbelievable. And I'm ready to go to court. Stay there, my friend.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Yeah. One thing that classical liberals, going back to Thomas Jefferson, supported was free speech, was sacrosanct. The power to write a book, power to give a speech. They came in with 501c3 laws in the 40s and 50s and just had the different denominations come out and just tell the churches, hey, go ahead and file as a charity, then you get your tax exemption. It's just a form. Well, churches were tax exempt before that because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to the freedom of the press and the freedom of assembly or petition the government for redress of grievances. They're calling for Roger Stone to be arrested, saying he's going to demonstrate if they steal the nomination from Trump. All over the news. Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. They're telling churches, oh, you can't say you're against abortion. That's political now. When the government has no jurisdiction. Separation of church and state means the government isn't involved in religion, not that the government runs religion. And now they're to filmmakers. Now they say your votes don't count. Joel Gilbert's our guest, documentary filmmaker. And they voted to basically move forward to fine him or then indict him. He said no, but they didn't have enough votes. The Republicans voted against it. And I'll say this. I've never seen Republicans try to arrest people for their political speech. Maybe in the 50s and 60s for, you know, hardcore porn or whatever. But, man, I tell you, these people ought to be ashamed of themselves. Joel Gilbert, even when I was going to university, they were bad-mouthing America, the Second Amendment, the family. It was definitely an anti-white agenda by mainly white professors. But I never heard them say, let's start arresting people for their speech. You see these social justice warriors in the videos of where they physically attack people at these conferences. And Black Lives Matter is in the dormitories and in the reading rooms, not letting, you know, whites in. It's all so racist. It's so sick. What happened to the left?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the history of the left, the history of socialism and communism is nothing but a disaster on every level, economically, physically. You can go to every single country where they tried socialism. And we have millions of people murdered, thrown into gulags. They need a secret police to force people to work because no one will work under socialism because even if you work, there's nothing to buy. Your money doesn't get to stay with you. It goes to someone else. So the disaster that is progressivism and socialism that's played out over the 20th century and played out in America's biggest cities. In my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I went to Detroit, urban cities like in Newark and Southside Chicago. And you have a drug culture of single mothers, unemployment through the roof, crime and violence. So the entire progressive agenda has proven to be a disastrous failure economically and biologically. You cannot physically survive socialism. Therefore, the only way they can continue their agenda is not to argue back and forth the merits of socialism and communism like Bernie Sanders somehow tries to do because he hasn't gotten the memo. But the only way they can possibly succeed is to prevent free speech of the people that are telling the truth about Barack Obama's background, that he is a red diaper baby. His father is not the Kenyan goat herder. His father is an American communist and Soviet agent. Tell the truth about their policies, that they're meant to keep them in power and create a new class of bourgeois that control the government and the tools of state, who are now using the tools of state to suppress all opposition. So because they can't handle the truth and they cannot let people hear the truth because they know that they would fail. So the entire movement of Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, protesting, silencing people, it's only because their agenda and their policies are so bankrupt and so destructive, they can only be successful by silencing the opposition. And that's what they tried to do to me on the FEC. Luckily, they failed. Again, it's 3-3. I'm not real excited that I won a victory. It should have been 6-0. But the 3-3 is an alarm bell that liberal fascism is creeping up in America, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. It may soon be the land of the liberal fascists and the silent conservatives.
Sure. I mean, I don't think it's creeping. I think it's galloping now.
Well, it's the momentum is really, really scary. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza, another filmmaker whom I respect, he did an election impropriety that he admitted to, but he was clearly overcharged. 9 months in prison, 5 years of probation, can't travel out of the
state. Hillary can take money from third world dictators and her foundation for election stuff and to send missiles to Al-Qaeda, but this guy gave money to his friend to run for Senate, you know, $30,000 or whatever. But expanding on that, what about the Texas Attorney General for 2 years hadn't traded commodities was at dinner with people, one of them probably a mole, and they go, what's a good investment? He says, oh, this company I used to be at. And so they've indicted him. I mean, because he was suing Obama.
Yeah, well, look, you only had to see Obama go to Cuba to hang out with the Castro brothers and play pals with Raul Castro, stand in front of
the... And they had political dissidents arrested while he was there on TV, and our media celebrated. They're like, stay there, Joel Gilbert. I'm going to play a bunch of clips when we come back. Since you mentioned it, Bernie Sanders, whites don't know what it's like to be poor. Obama, communism's, you know, not much different than capitalism, and Drudge's warning. All straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's official. The GOP establishment has canceled the Colorado caucus because they don't want Trump to win a free election. That's right. The party elite are transforming our representational republic into an unelected autocracy in plain view. They're not even rigging the election behind the scenes. They're openly canceling it outright. It's almost too sensational to even put into words. The GOP establishment is killing the right to vote, perhaps the most sacred right held by millions of Americans. It's not even an exaggeration to compare this to communist China. Their unelected Communist Party officials appoint unelected leaders to rule the country without the consent of the people. And that's exactly what just happened to Colorado. State GOP leaders appointed Ted Cruz as their presidential candidate without the consent of the people. This underscores something we've been reporting at InfoWars.com for a very long time. There's no real difference between the GOP establishment and the Democratic Party establishment. They both want to expand the size of government at the expense of your individual rights. And this time, the establishment has sacrificed your right to vote. It's time for you to realize what's really going on and to spread the word to everybody you know. This is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today. You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
You're receiving this transmission.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolutions in their mind. The communists, funded by George Soros and other foreign enemies, start to march. They got hate in their hearts. They're not going to stop until they drag us down and dominate us. The class envy, chips on the shoulders. You watch these social justice warriors of every race, color, and creed around the country, with our reporters documenting it from Oregon to New York City, and they are just blithering racist, anti-human morons. I don't say that with even hate for them. They are dangerous. The children start to march. They are like little children, addled children that have been huffing Drano. We're going back to our guest, Joel Gilbert, joelgilbert.net. We carry both of his films, Dreams of My Real Father, and, of course, No Place Like Utopia, both. All your children should see it. All adults should see it. You should organize a showing at your church of it. I know you know what Joel Gilbert's talking about, but you need to quarterback the info to people in your area. Both films, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't care where you get it. You know, the real reason they went after him is he put it out for free. He made it available for groups to screen for free. And he put it on the internet for people. And that's why they wanted to indict him. How dare you make a film exposing our president as somebody that wants to set up basically a form of communism with fascist offshore above the law. We're going to play a clip at a moment where he talked about that. He said, we need the multinationals to be free market, but your country needs to be communist. See, they're above the law offshore. They got a communist managing you. So that's the type of a one-party state garbage where, oh, he comes into Cuba. And only select U.S. corporations can come in now, like Google and Apple and others that play ball. And then they get basically slave labor prices. And then Americans go down there and have the casinos and stuff, basically with slaves working. I mean, it's amazing. We're going to get to that in a moment. Both those videos available. Please don't forget, it costs a lot to run an operation with 20-something reporters and anchors and camera people and editors and just this entire operation with the customer service and the people running the live show. We couldn't do this if we were in New York City or L.A. We'd be one-third the size, but we're in Texas because of lower taxes and things. We're able to operate. So everybody's moving here. Exiting California to come make us California. The carrion crows don't understand what they're doing, or the locusts, basically. But for now, we're able to operate. Hillary for Prison t-shirts, back in stock. We came back with a limited edition, updated, so it's a new limited edition, but close to the popular design. Hillary for Prison, 2016, till the end of time on the back. Legalize freedom, Infowars.com, in red instead of white. So that's a shirt that I basically designed. And the crew does a great job getting that out to you. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the sub area. And our best-selling product sold out for 2-3 months every time because it's so hard to procure the ingredients. The BioPQ Cube, backed by 175 clinical studies, is just one ingredient. Patented form of antioxidant, CoQ10, digestive enzymes, immune-boosting, astragalus root, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol. It's amazing, and comparable things that are sold in doctor's clinics are double or triple the price. That's just how they mark it up. This is a true nutraceutical, and it's amazing. Read what it can do for you today. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the blanket site. Also, sign up to stay in contact with us for exclusive videos, articles, and so much more, and promo codes as well. A lot of online coupons and stuff for the store. We also send you InfoWars.com/newsletter. To stay in contact with us. More and more censorship on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. We keep using those platforms, but it's getting bad. We just look at all the censorship that's happening. Realize that you're funding the tip of the spear. This is hardcore info, and the answer to attempts at chilling effect is to redouble your efforts and take action. Get Joel Gilbert's films. Dinesh D'Souza, when his new film comes out, back him. He said if the last one got him 9 months, this one will give him 100 years, was the quote last week, I think he said. I forget, he said 50 or 100 years, we can pull it up. I mean, this is serious. And people go, we better shut up then. We better. No, the danger is in shutting up. And the good news is more people are getting vocal. That's why they're scared. He said, D'Souza, Hillary film could earn me life in prison. That was the quote in a speech he gave at CPAC. We're going to get him back on the show, by the way. So he's a hero, folks, but you can claim, oh, he had a crooked toenail. Joel Gilbert did nothing, and they want to put him in jail. So let's play this clip of Drudge and go back to Joel Gilbert. We've got some more clips straight ahead for you. But here's Drudge here about 8-9 months ago in the studio. Only does about one interview every 4 years. Came here to warn us, warn you. Here it is.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines, you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited.
Man, that guy's a good radio host. He used to be kind of calm when he had a radio show. It was good, but now he's so fired up. Man, we need Drudge on air. But I tell you, it's be amazing. Joel, I've kind of been ranting here, but I mean, they want to make you a political prisoner. We're all in this together. Take the next 5 minutes to have the floor and cover how, what else you think is coming, where you think this is all going, and then I want to go into the type of political system they're establishing.
Okay, well, look, you guys, in my films, I try to start with the so-called DNA of who we're dealing with and what we're dealing with. Barack Obama, for example, skipping forward a little bit, he sat in Reverend Wright's church because Reverend Wright was a very comfortable person for him. Obama's real father, Frank Marshall Davis, as, you know, I showed in my film, there he is right there. Frank Marshall Davis raised Obama and radicalized him in his youth to an anti-white, anti-American ideology, pro-Cuban, pro-Russian ideology. Frank Marshall Davis dies in 86, and Obama shows up in Reverend Wright's church. Reverend Wright's literally the same guy. It's his substitute father figure. And he says the same things as Frank Marshall Davis. So America's a racist country. America abroad is causing harm to people, on and on. And Barack Obama assured us that he never really listened to those speeches and he didn't agree with this ideology. He ran for president as a mainstream candidate. I'm going to cut the deficit in half. I'm going to support Israel. Obamacare is not a tax. And just like in The Wizard of Oz, everything Obama said he never intended to do. They were just empty promises to trick people into using them to take power. And that's the ideology of the far left, is to use groups and pit them against each other and then use their discontent to take power, not to help people, but to take power. And then the playbook says, once you take power, throw the voters under the bus, pursue an agenda that nobody voted for, and impose your far left agenda on the country, and use the tools of state to keep a permanent hold on power, like the Supreme Court, like the FEC.
And
like
arrest your political opponents. They always do the same thing.
Same thing. This is their playbook. So we've seen it many, many times. And they, with the full backing of the media, we're seeing our liberties and constitutional rights being eroded. And literally, the number one right we have is freedom of speech. If we don't have freedom of speech, we're no longer a constitutional republic. And we, I think these last few months before the November election, if we don't elect a conservative in the White House to right the ship and right the constitutional balance, I think liberal fascism will become the norm. And the ability to express ourselves on radio, on Drudge Links and movies, we're going to have to be very careful what we say, because if they don't have a law already to persecute us, they'll make one up. And this is their methodology, because their policies are bankrupt. Their economic policies are bankrupt. They're a racist group that uses people to take power. So I've been very concerned about this. I think America is in grave danger. That's why I made these films, to share this message. That's why I listened to your show, because we do have to stay in it together and try to spread the word and educate people. And hopefully we can prevail.
Keep going. I mean, break down more of what you think we can do.
Well, what can we do? Look, it's been a very tough struggle. When you have the tools of state, the IRS, the power of the Federal Election Commission, the Supreme Court, one vote away from saying the Second Amendment only applies to a militia and not an individual, and they take away our right to self-defense. Oh, lo and behold, any kind of criminals or foreign governments have arms, but now we're unarmed. So the attack has been on the Constitution all this time. It was really way back to the 50s that the radical leftists, supported by the Soviet Union, Comintern, Obama's father was a Soviet agent. He was hauled before the House Committee on Communist Activities, denied, refused to testify when they asked him if he's a member of the Communist Party. But they realized that America could not be defeated militarily from the outside. So from the get-go, for the past 60, 70 years, the job they took upon themselves was to defeat America from the inside, erode our institutions, attack the Constitution. That's why I say that Obama's election was not a sudden political phenomenon. It was a result of this American socialist movement that creeped into our media, entertainment, journalism, universities, on every level for years and years. And Barack Obama's election was a result of that, and that's what enabled him to simply lie about who he was and what his agenda was, and no one even questioned it except for very few people. The people that questioned it were ignored. I mean, I had an expose with a mountain of evidence that Obama's real father was a Soviet agent. I went to Hawaii twice to look into Obama's background. That's twice as many times as all the media combined to even question who this guy says he is.
By the way, my mother heard you on like 3-4 years ago when you were first on, or five, whatever it was, when Dreams of My Real Father came out. It was so over the top, she didn't believe it. She saw the film and was shaken and said, it's open and shut. It is his father. And he admits he lived with him on the summers and was his grandfather's best friend and looks just like him. And then the photos of Obama's mother with him in the porn shoots and Obama sitting on the same couch as the porn photos. I mean, it's open and shut.
Yeah, Obama, he never actually hid it. In his book, Dreams from My Father, I'm going to quote you from his own book. He says, when I was 9 years old and Graham took me to Frank's house, it was as though they had an unwritten contract between them that I could not understand. And then when the Kenyan Obama died, Obama writes, I did not have any documentation to prove he was my real father. So he's dropping hints all the time, and he's worshiping Frank throughout the entire book. Now, when he runs for president in 2005, he releases an audio version of Dreams from My Father, where he's the narrator. And lo and behold, Frank is scrubbed from the book. So I detail how Obama tried to hide the connection to Frank Marshall Davis because it reveals a radical agenda. And he surrounded himself with radicals. David Axelrod, both parents, Communist Party members. Valerie Jarrett, her father worked with Frank Marshall Davis on a communist newspaper in Chicago. So we have real closet red diaper babies running this country and ramming this agenda of regulations, manipulating the law, ignoring the law down our throats. And we're at a very critical time where liberty, I believe, hangs in the balance, and we hope that this can be turned around. All we can do is continue, Alex, to do what we do, is try to educate people and spread the message to really look at this. Because like your mom in 2012, people looked at me like I was crazy. How could you question Obama? He said his father was from Kenya. He said he was a mainstream guy. He said he wanted to help people. Well, that's the new radicals. They used to look you in the eye in the 60s and say, we're going to destroy you. We're going to replace the Constitution. We hate America. Bill Ayers taught Obama, look people in the eye and hide your agenda. Tell them you want to help them and then use them to take power. And that's the lesson the 60s radicals brought to Chicago and taught Obama and the new generation of radicals.
And that's now the thing is, I mean, from Larry Graffold and some of the other heroes who were in the meetings that came out in court, they constantly would just sit around and talk about re-education camps, how they're going to kill 25 million of us, put 50 million in slave camps. And they do this everywhere they go. It's like just an evil psycho group that calls themselves communists for the people. And then everybody wonders why communism always goes so bad. Because you go back to the Jacobins, which were the proto-communists, the French Revolution, that's what they wanted, was to overthrow reality. They're basically Satanist.
Yeah, these guys worshipped Mao. Mao was their hero. They raved the Red Book around. Mao murdered 50 million of his own people in collective farms. Don't forget, they used to worship Fidel Castro, Bernie Sanders, big Castro fan. He went to the Soviet Union.
Let me bring this up to you real quick. No. He goes to Cuba. He stands in front of Che Guevara. They're arresting people on TV in front of everyone. And the media is like, isn't this great for saying libertad, libertad, down with the Castro dictatorship? They're dragging him away to be beaten up in cars, driven off. And then I remember reading, I actually went like 20 years ago to the library to actually get a copy of Che Guevara's, one of his books. I wanted to show people on air, where he said black people weren't humans and the natives were dumb, stupid, you know, idiots and roaches and all this stuff. Why would Frank Marshall Davis, a black guy, love a guy, because I know he did, Che Guevara, that said blacks weren't humans? And of course, you know, when Obama was in Latin America, you know, they called him the dumb black man. I mean, what is going on here?
The psychology of the left is a twisted, sick fantasy. It's a destructive fantasy that seeks utopia on earth. And the theory that they have is different from conservatives. We look at America and we look at the world and we say, okay, America is the greatest place in the world. It's the greatest country it's ever been. It's not perfect, but we love America. Radicals, communists, socialists, they look at America, as do any communist, and they say, well, America doesn't hold up to utopia. It's not as good as utopia. So our goal is we're going to have to destroy it. We're going to have to ruin it, break it down.
Oh, I forgot he wanted to kill gays, too.
Wipe it out.
Because he's so liberal. I'm sorry.
We're going to destroy America, and then we'll rebuild a socialist utopia on earth, a fantasy. And that's why in all these communist countries, they had to send people to re-education centers, to the gulags, because they didn't agree to be re-educated. They didn't buy into the utopian fantasy. So these people have what I call a destructive passion. It's a passion for destroying things. So Obama goes to Cuba, and instead of saying, hey, all the cars here from the 1950s, because time stood still when socialism took over, people are in poverty. And he says, hey, but they have some good education and a few good doctors here, so maybe we should applaud Cuba and thank them for what they've done.
I'm always hearing how great healthcare is in England, but they all run here to get it. Let's play this clip of Obama in Argentina lying to people about communism. Here it is.
You know, so often in the past, there's been a sharp division between left and right, between capitalist and communist or socialist. And especially in the Americas, that's been a big debate, right? You're a capitalist Yankee dog, and you're some crazy communist that's gonna take away everybody's property. And I mean, those are interesting intellectual arguments, but I think for your generation, you should be practical and just choose from what works. You don't have to worry about whether it neatly fits into socialist theory or capitalist theory. You should just decide what works.
Yeah, I'll help him. I'll help him out here, Alex. Nothing works in socialism. Nothing works in communism. It's a complete disaster. It doesn't fit the character of humanity.
But it does work for the people on top, the parasites.
It works for them to control people and use people to maintain power. But as an economic system and a social system, it's a complete disaster.
It is slavery renamed as communism for chumps. We'll be back with Joel Gilbert. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Quite some time I've been sitting it out.
Joel Gilbert is our guest. To find both his films at InfoWarsStore.com or on his own websites as well, JoelGilbert.net and other sites. You know, I get up here and I get upset because it's normal to do that. Most countries have gone into bondage. Most countries have gone through mass extermination because they get evil groups in charge that just want to take over and dominate, that don't want prosperity. The Renaissance and the West has all been about prosperity. China was generally about prosperity, but got invaded by the Mongols and other folks and had problems. But then they got overpopulated, had issues, and then the communists took over, and it's just been hellish. But they use that very entrepreneurial, smart people to now be the engine under all these generals that own the factories and are billionaires. Their kids are billionaires. And they just live like kings. I mean, there's very rich, fancy areas of Austin I go to sometimes for business meetings, and there are Communist Party officials in there. Some of them I've seen on TV, and it's like stunning. And they're just there at the fancy malls buying, you know, their wives $5,000 purses. And it's just, and they're all moving and taking their money out. I mean, it is scary to know that it's not communism gone awry. It's communism's plan. And then you get somebody like Bernie Sanders, didn't have a job till he was 40, is a communist, folks. He was part of the student groups that were communist. And here he is up there talking about a lot of real problems we have, but giving false solutions, and then race baiting, saying whites don't know what it's like to be poor. What about the 10 million Ukrainians estimated over 50 years that were killed by the Russians? Some estimates are higher, some lower. What about the tens of millions of Russians killed or the Poles killed? Or what about what the Nazis killed? I mean, poor? Whites double the number of blacks who were poor in this country. And statistics show, and in sociology, a lot of whites are too prideful to go on the dole, and so it's much higher. It's a very dangerous situation and very hateful. You know, Joel, I watch TV now, and Obama coming out saying, hey, I'm sorry, I'm appointing a white guy to the Supreme Court or whatever, and just all the bashing everywhere. It's the new cause celeb. The new fad is to just demonize white people. What's going on with that and other key points?
Well, Obama learned the anti-white agenda from his father, Frank Marshall Davis. It was reinforced by Reverend Jeremiah Wright, an anti-white agenda. The Weather Underground, they were allied with the Black Panthers. His other mentor, Bill Ayers, again, anti-white. They believe that white people are the root of all evil in the world and must be contained, stopped, re-educated. This is their twisted ideology. All of these people are sociopaths, including Bernie Sanders, who you mentioned. It's just shocking today that he's winning primaries when this guy is an open communist, was a communist all his life, and he espouses nothing but a conspiracy theory. There are evil straw men, billionaires, who are preventing you from earning a living, and they're buying elections by giving money to super PACs. Well, Jeb Bush's super PACs didn't help him. And Donald Trump is winning the election through the media. He doesn't need any super PACs. So his entire campaign is a conspiracy theory, as is communism. So it's just shocking, and we're really in bad shape if everybody simply claps for Bernie Sanders and votes for him. Hillary Clinton is not that far off from his policies. She just doesn't admit
it. Sure, but if you Google Soviet atrocities, Chinese communist atrocities, there's thousands of pages, just an image, of the machine gunning little kids and killing people at sports stadiums and mobile execution vans and killing Buddhists for nothing. And the left just goes, good, kill Buddhists, it's so liberal. I mean, it's just freakazoid.
Yeah, these people, the reason the left and communists have to kill people because they don't agree to fit into the utopian world where everyone looks and acts the same and wants the same things.
Stay there. Do five more minutes with us. Joel Gilbert, political would-be prisoner. They're coming after everybody. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostagard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX, Nascent.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So, and I nice. Just re-upped everything and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just go to the NSA interface that works closely with Obama. Reportedly last week, New York Times admits that Google takes their orders from Obama. And you can just type in Chinese communist executions. Thousands of pages of them machine gunning men, women, and children. You can see them executing children as young as 11 at sports stadiums. And this is the type of stuff they're into. They don't just kill the adults. They'll kill your family. And every psychopath you can imagine is turned loose. They have youth brigades at the colleges that then take people that don't agree, tie up to a tree, and beat your brains out with a chair. We were just showing some of that. And this is what they don't want you to see. They show you all this fake violence on TV and everything else, but they don't want you to see this. And notice our media doesn't criticize China, doesn't criticize Cuba or Venezuela that's like arresting political opposition, because this is what they want to do. And they've done it everywhere they're in control. Joel Gilbert, I mean, these people are a menace.
Yeah, this is all about murdering people is a form of re-education. In other words, if these people can't be re-educated, then they have to be eliminated. That's been the communist socialist mantra from the very beginning. Silencing people on universities, not letting people talk in universities, have a different opposing point of view. That's to prevent people from being educated.
Shouldn't we have mobile execution vans in every city and no trial? Isn't that liberal?
It always ends up there. It always ends up there. That's where socialism and communism go. It's eliminating people that don't agree to fit into the utopian ideal of this perfect world, of this paradise on earth. That's why you had gulags. That's why you have killing squads. On one end of it, we have silencing people from educating people. We have Dinesh D'Souza being silenced. The FEC almost silenced me. So that's a form of preventing information from letting people know that there's a different world than this utopian fantasy that is pursued by these leftist utopians. And their idea is everyone has to think and act the same, dress the same, make the same income, poverty, and agree to their utopian paradise on earth. If you don't fit into that model, you'll eventually have to be eliminated if you can't be re-educated.
And now they merge it with a fake environmental movement where Obama tells Africans you can't have cars or air conditioning, but he's on a jumbo jet.
It's one thing after another, whether it's climate change, campaign finance reform. Every single program has an ulterior motive. Obamacare, they don't give a damn about people's health care. They're just interested in controlling people.
And they push racial division, as you pointed out, again, since we mentioned it. Here's Bernie Sanders.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car. And I believe that is
You know what's funny? That's enough. You know, when I grew up in Dallas, I had a lot of black friends I played football with and stuff and baseball. But they also, maybe a third of the black folks were super racist, beyond the Klan. And I mean, they started a lot of fights with me. You know, hey, I'm going to kick your what, white boy? I was being racially attacked. And I don't know how it is to be poor. I've had family that's been poor. Whites have double the number of blacks that are poor. I mean, what a hateful, evil statement by him.
Yeah, the reason he's so sociopathic is because he's red. He has a red view of the world, this utopian society.
He would love to put us in re-education camps.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing about using racism, I mean, look, racism, everybody knows, is stupid. There's always been some form of racism in the black community. There's racism between different shades of black, in, you know, Asian, whatever. Everybody knows by now that it's just a really dumb thing, and it's a thing of the past.
And they project it on us that never are racist. Like they're saying Roger Stone needs to be arrested for calling for violence. He didn't do that.
Yeah, this is, don't forget, Reverend Wright. Listen to those speeches. This is Obama's policy. America is racist, institutionally racist. We have to be fixed. The way you fix us is take away our health care, take away our ability to make income.
And then dole it out to us. Absolutely. It'll cut all our legs off so we'll all be the same height. Joel Gilbert, both your films at InfoWarsStore.com. What's the best website for folks to get them from you as well?
Yeah, please, you can go to Highway61ENT.com, JoelGilbert.net, Obama'sRealFather.com, and there's no place like Utopia.com.
I'm sorry to have to say I appreciate your courage to make a film. You think that's what we can do in America, but Joel Gilbert, great job, brother. We're in this together. We're going to hang together and hang separate. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Today is Monday, April 11th, and here's some of the latest news. The Obama administration has ordered the Border Patrol to release illegals still soaking wet from the Rio Grande. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, told a House committee that agents were given the order soon after President Obama decided to limit immigration enforcement in 2014. Mr. Judd revealed that illegal immigrants have learned to game the system by claiming they arrived before 2014 because the Obama administration gives lower priority to illegals who've been in the country for several years. He said, quote, "But the illegals are still wet from the river and miles from any civilization, and on their word alone, we release them unless we physically saw them cross the river." In other news, Obama admitted he had no plans for Libya after forcing Gaddafi out of power. Libya has been a failed state since the end of the U.S.-led coalition in 2011, which created a power vacuum for ISIS and other extremist groups to exploit. Islamic militants have been using Libya as a base of operations to ship weapons to Syria while steadily gaining control of Libya's vast oil resources. This is Kit Daniels reporting for InfoWars.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let's keep this rolling. The Republicans across the country are just outright canceling Republican primary elections. And the mainstream media is acting like it's completely normal. Dun, dun. What's coming next? Bum, 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 bum. Go to Cuba, stand in front of Che Guevara.
protesters drug away, just saying, Libertad, being beaten up and dragged into a vehicle to be taken to a torture dungeon. An ESPN host going, yeah, get him. It's so fun to be tyrannical. Dun, dun, arrest filmmakers. It's so liberal. Dun, dun, dun. The communists killed 150 million last century, and now they want to do it in America. Bum, 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 bum. We send out some feeds for TV and stuff that don't have the music under it. Can you imagine how crazy that looks? I don't care. I really don't care anymore. Oh, I ought to just not do the show like I did Friday. This stuff gets to me so much that if I don't feel like I can really try to impart the magnitude, I'm not going to do it. Kit Daniels wrote a powerful article that just went up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And if you guys don't mind, maybe you can punch up on my screen during the break, the big TV, because we just had a guest on there. And there's just so much incredible stuff happening, to put it lightly. I don't want to say legendary or epic, but I mean, I use that term too much, but it is. But he's written a new story. Here's why the GOP wants to stop Trump by canceling the elections. The truth about the canceled Colorado caucuses, and it goes over all the facts. We're also going to add my video from yesterday's broadcast that's already up on YouTube, where I break all this down. Elections have been canceled. Now, they may reverse that. They may back off of it. We just need to admit they've canceled it. And by the way, I've been saying that for about 2-3 months. That's the name I've settled on. Not the big steal, not the rigged election. No, they're just canceling it. And then finally the Washington Post got it right, so did the Denver Post. Colorado Republicans canceled presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. Then they had a Washington Post article getting everybody ready for it, where they're like, the messy way Colorado's picking up GOP delegates, you know, if you kill your husband or something, just call it messy and it's okay, like you did a mistake, may actually matter this year. They've not done that before in Colorado, where they just cancel it, but, oh, it's messy and it might matter this year. It's kind of like something weird went on, but it's no big deal. Like, oh, I came over and burned your house down. Thought I might just tell you, it was a little bit messy. So you read these articles, and you see the writers trying to come up with a way, like Winston Smith at the Ministry of Truth in 1984, trying to figure out how to bamboozle people. So it's an important story. Look, this is what I'm calling for everybody to do, my own writers, Paul Watson, to go with the angle. Maybe I'll write the article. I write articles occasionally. Drudge usually links to them when I do, but then I try to make them 14 pages long and make them perfect. We need to put an article out explaining that you've got racketeering going on, that you've got voter disenfranchisement, that you've got a public false advertising situation where they say one person, one vote, one man, one woman, one vote, and that, but now we've just changed the rules so your vote doesn't matter when there's election laws. I don't care if they've got a party rule claiming that they can just ignore delegates that they changed. They're not God. And even under their own rules, you can't cancel a state's election, period. And so the will of the people should prevail here. Or are they just saying there isn't voting in America anymore? I mean, can we take the clips of all the different Republican officials on TV saying, oh, it's the media's fault. Your vote never counted. Well, why do you have election laws? Why do you have voter machines? Why do you spend hundreds of millions in big cities on elections? Millions in small towns sometimes. Sitting there holding it out. I voted. My candidate. Oh, let's watch the returns tonight. Who's going to win? Who's going to get the delegates? Well, for the first time ever, they're announcing for Hillary and Cruz winning in states where they lost ahead of time. But then that's kind of unseemly, so let's just cancel them. The problem is writers and people get tied up in legalese and they don't have confidence in themselves, myself included, on analyzing something. I wrote the analysis of the Patriot Act in 2002. It won the Project Censored Award a year later. It got picked up by constitutional lawyers everywhere. And the precepts and legal points that I went and looked at just by looking at jurisprudence, Supreme Court rulings, and common law were then picked up by law journals and scholarly groups, quoting me, plagiarizing me, by the way, word for word. Now, it took me a week to write it. But, I mean, I know we've got due process. I know we got a Fourth Amendment. I know they just can't circumvent Congress and have a secret TPP ratified. And then supposedly we live under it. And then I go look at the international and national law, and lo and behold, I'm correct. And there's Nuremberg Code and a lot of other codes that just because a president says I can send people to a death camp doesn't mean you can do that if you're a chancellor or a prime minister or a president. I mean, you know, Ceausescu said he could murder tens of thousands of people every few months. But, I mean, he finally got strung up. Mussolini. I mean, you can't just sit there and say it's the law. We can grab Buddhist peaceful practitioners who do yoga in the morning and take them to a medical center, keep them for 2 years until somebody needs their organ, and then kill them. What? Just because you say it's okay? Because you've got a Politburo and a central committee who've been appointing each other since you first took over a mountain area in 1927 in China and enslaved the local villagers to grow rice for you? And here we are 90 years later, 85 years later, and you're over 1.5 billion people with suicide nets around apple factories and children's chained up. That's their daycare and power poles, pooping in the street, rivers catching on fire, total smog, no environmental controls. We can't compete with that. And our own sickening leftist elite and the Apple board, they all wear little trendy pink shirts and stuff and wear little Birkenstocks when you see the Apple board. That's all camouflage. Behind the scenes, they are savage war leaders of death. Seriously, I've talked to folks that have been involved and seen it. They are just crazed behind the scenes, racing to have the best AI systems, racing for global domination, just focused 18 hours a day. Anti-human. I mean, they can charge a dollar more for an iPhone and people would double their living standards. They don't want them to do well. They want the most oppressive factories with forced abortion and drugging of the crews and 16-hour work days till people's fingers bleed. They hate you. And why? If they're going to commit to pure evil, they're going to commit all the way and just enjoy it. You look at the crazy looks in the eyes of the communist Chinese when they're executing men, women, and children. And they'll just have these little sick looks where they're choking a woman in handcuffs as they take her to a van. They're all getting off on it. Ugh! Like Kim Jong-un killing people with artillery shells in his family. Just a little fat, weird, smirking, little spoiled, filthy demon ruling everything, slithering around. Ugh. That's who's going to rule us? Really? Che Guevara worshipped by blacks everywhere. I mean, just black liberals. Just we showed pictures of, you know, blacks wearing Che Guevara shirts when he said blacks basically were like dumb children and weren't human and all the rest of it. It's like the ADL gives awards to George Soros, Nazi collaborator, rounded up thousands of people, went on 60 Minutes, said he wasn't ashamed of it. They call me a Nazi because I'm the number one hated person by Nazis worldwide. It's me. It's me. Because they're fed run. They absolutely hate me. I'm going to try to bring human unity. I'm against eugenics and exterminism. I'm against aborting half the blacks. So what I get in return is a bunch of arrogance and chip on the shoulder, hatred of me. That's good, fine. All the black races, all the Mexican races, all the white races, all hate me all day because I know what's going on. I want to transcend. I want you to transcend. And I'm ready to be destroyed in the process if need be because I am pro-human. And I know I've got a soul, and I want into the next level. This is all just a big test. Are you next level? What a joke. It seems like you've got to be a Nazi to get an ADL award. Arnold Schwarzenegger's gotten their award. Told Rolling Stone he admired Hitler and wanted to be a world dictator. And on film, they cut it out. That's why he bought the rights to suppress it. On Pumping Iron, said that blacks weren't humans. In the film, he says, I want to be a dictator. I want to be remembered forever. Reportedly wears SS uniforms, wears Nazi belt buckles today. His father was an SS officer. His older brother, who died in a car wreck, he was born after World War II. Schwarzenegger was born in 47, was a product of an SS marriage, a breeding marriage. Look at his belt buckle. That's Daily News. Arnold Schwarzenegger admits he once expressed admiration for Adolf Hitler after publicly denying it for years. And look, he's wearing an SS belt buckle, and the newspaper doesn't even point it out. That's how dumb they are. And he gets ADL awards. And by the way, Nazis were totally set up, run by British Intel, the whole thing. I mean, only a chump would support Hitler. Some people hate the West so much, or hate the Anglo-American West so much, that they think that Germany was like the underdog. Germany was set up. Germany was winning the Industrial War. Germany, even in the Depression, was coming out of it and absolutely had the patents, the designs, everything. So they set up World War One, sucked them into World War One. It was Austrian-Hungarian Empire by committing assassinations, then put the Versailles Treaty on them to get all their patents, all their money, enslave them. Then they set up Hitler and all these other nationalist groups to put him in charge, signed a secret treaty with him to attack France and other countries. He let the British escape at Dunkirk. That's how the whole thing operated. And then all these stupid idiots, you know, all these Nazis send me hate mail going, how dare you talk about Hitler? Hitler got 21 million Germans killed, and at the end said the Germans were trash and flooded the subways to kill them all. Hitler was a piece of crap.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things. Survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Look how soft people are now, on average.
Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
Before the Beatles and Yesterday, can you imagine?
Before the Beatles and Yesterday.
If they told people in, say, 1950, we're canceling the primary, the party is going to appoint who runs for president, and the Democrats are doing it too.
The best of the
they'd say, that's the Politburo. That's a dictatorship of parties.
Good times really over for good.
But today, they've got enough traitors. On every channel, from ABC to NBC to CBS to CNN to Fox to MSNBC, looking at Donald Trump and Roger Stone and Paul Manafort like they got three heads. Four heads. Like they're Martians when they say that's unprecedented and that's wrong. And there's so many clips of CNN and MSNBC and everything, I can't even play them all, where they get up there and go, was that illegal what Roger Stone and Alex Jones are saying? Should they be arrested? They're in the Washington Post, Stone's on tomorrow, calling for his arrest for saying we should go protest and let our voice be known and talk to the delegates. You don't talk to a federal judge, they're saying. It's like, you don't talk to a god. You don't talk to... These are the people that they decide who's president now. And again, we don't even need primaries in four states. The next four states, they're just, you know what? I wouldn't put them past it to announce that California's canceled. I mean, Bernie Sanders just won Wyoming, won a bunch of other states. Doesn't matter. Goes to Hillary. Got it right here in my stack. I'm going to open the phones up on this. And, you know, is everybody listening to me? Because I'm going to call Paul Watson right now. He's a really smart cookie, and he listens to the show a lot. But you know what? I'm going to see if he'll answer right now. I'm going to see. He's got two different cell phone numbers, and I get them confused, which is which. You guys call Paul Watson right now on his landline or his home line or his Skype. I want to get him on right now. This is too important. I at least need to just put all this out there. Because Paul wants to be so accurate that he'll then get into the legal theorem with me and try to spend a week studying it. You can't tell people they're not allowed to vote and also hold out that your vote counts and then cancel primaries or have him win the popular vote and then before they even get to the convention, say that it belongs to Ted Cruz, vice versa, Hillary getting it from Sanders. Go read Jim Crow laws. You can't put a poll tax on people. You can't try to block them voting anyway. There's laws, and there's fraud, and there's them advertising with false advertising that you vote and it counts. And that's going with their argument that they have a right to suspend a damn election. And excuse my French, but man, come on. Let's bring him up. Gosh, you got him fast. I don't know if you got him on audio, Skype, or video. Paul, I don't know if you've been listening. We got your Twitter up there right now. But they're not allowed to suspend an election outright. They've changed the rules, as you know. They're playing a huge mind game here, and I need articles out. Maybe we'll write this together today or tomorrow. But we need to take my first hour's broadcast where I lay the facts out. You can go to the Jim Crow laws. You can go to the federal laws that overturned it, 1965's Voting Rights Act and others. I mean, when they tried to stop blacks voting in primaries, they sent federal troops in. So if we go with the angle, imagine, you know, 1 million blacks not allowed to vote, or whatever the number is in Colorado, everybody will finally pay attention and go, wait, blacks got denied to vote? And then people will kind of go, oh, because, see, as long as everybody loses their rights in the communist system, it's okay that no one gets to vote. Well, wait a minute. What about everybody else? And again, I'm not saying blacks are better. That's how the media operates with that, because only blacks can have their rights violated. Well, everyone's had their rights violated. So if we go with that angle and explain that and get everybody else going that angle and get into the legalese of it and the election fraud and the racketeering of a group getting together an organized crime pool and lying to everyone. I'm going to come back from break. You're there. I know you get there that fast and talk to you. But do you get what I'm saying, Paul? We need to get this talking point out. This could defeat them.
No, I mean, it's crazy, Alex. I mean, there's going to be a massive protest by Colorado Republicans at the Republican Party headquarters on April 15th. So that looks like it's going to be huge. But, yeah, I'll stay on top of it.
Well, absolutely. But here's the deal. They keep listening to the Kool-Aid, the propaganda from the party people that they're allowed to do this, Paul. The point is they're not. There's election laws. They have the trust in this. And it's if it's a closely disputed deal at the party level, not just cancel stuff and have the party decide. That's
We're
a takeover. This is a takeover.
Empire's on the
we need
run.
A massive, insane response.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They're buffaloing us, folks. This is mind control.
Well, it's official. The GOP establishment has canceled the Colorado caucus because they don't want Trump to win a free election. That's right. The party elite are transforming our representational republic into an unelected autocracy in plain view. They're not even rigging the election behind the scenes. They're openly canceling it outright. It's almost too sensational to even put into words. The GOP establishment is killing the right to vote, perhaps the most sacred right held by millions of Americans. It's not even an exaggeration to compare this to communist China. There, unelected Communist Party officials appoint unelected leaders to rule the country without the consent of the people. And that's exactly what just happened to Colorado. State GOP leaders appointed Ted Cruz as their presidential candidate without the consent of the people. This underscores something we've been reporting at Infowars.com for a very long time. There's no real difference between the GOP establishment and the Democratic Party establishment. They both want to expand the size of government at the expense of your individual rights. And this time, the establishment has sacrificed your right to vote. It's time for you to realize what's really going on and to spread the word to everybody you know. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the leading voice globally in the fight for human empowerment against the global technocratic tyranny.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Lies! It's not legal for them to just cancel elections outright. Notice, first they say we may take it to the convention to see what you do. Then, we might take some of the delegates from states that Trump or Sanders has won. And then, all of a sudden, they come out and they say, you know, we'll just cancel these state elections altogether. They're like, but I wanted to vote. I was registered. They just go, what? Silly. Voting's for inner party members. Winston Smith, 1984. You've got to be an inner party member to vote, Winston, not just a party member. But if you work hard, you might be able to become a member. Drudge got the headline right yesterday. Furious Colorado has no primary or caucuses. Cruz celebrates voterless victory. Let me say that again. Fury as Colorado has no primaries or caucuses, Cruz celebrates voterless victory. And let's go to Infowars.com. They're on camera three. And let's show the newest article. Protest planned at Colorado GOP headquarters over election cancellation. Yes, I think I'm going to be there. If not, I'm sending Rob Due at least. That's on April 15th. You know, soon they'll tell your kids that there were never elections, then it was a conspiracy theory. Just like they had CIA officer, he doesn't tell you that when he's on CNN, but he is in the CIA, Buck Sexton, they played that clip last week of me criticizing them canceling the election, and he goes, first, let's understand, this is a conspiracy theorist, and we don't listen to that. That's a term developed in the 60s by the CIA, that was declassified 2 years ago, when someone said Kennedy was killed by the government. They'd say it with ridicule, like, I don't care about your witnesses or facts. I have a magic word. Abracadabra. Hocus pocus. Shazam sesame. Hassan chop. Tooth fairy. He's like, look at me. I have a Bob's Big Boy haircut. I'm CIA. Watch this. Conspiracy theorist. Ha ha. How you like that? Try that on for size. Ha ha. All these little robber baron kids like Buck Sexton and Anderson Cooper of the CIA of the Astor family? And it's like, Mommy, I'm in the CIA now. I go on TV and a lot of the American people, Mommy. Vanderbilt, yeah. Always get that mixed up. Mommy, I'm worth $5 billion in tax-free foreign accounts, but I'm a gay guy on CNN for the CIA. Mommy. Buck Sexton, all these people. I mean, they're just jokes. They arrested this Chinese American supposedly for giving signals intelligence to the communist Chinese. He could get the death penalty. Good if he did it. What about Hillary with missile secrets? The Clintons gave the reactors in North Korea that can make A-bombs, and they have them, and the missiles. I mean, what are you when you're a globalist up there selling tyranny in America on TV? Selling the takeover. You're worse enemies than the communist Chinese. They're no threat compared to you. You hijacked the country. You don't represent the country, and I'm sick of you. There would be totalitarians, and they're coming for us. They hate bitter clingers, folks. They hate you because you're not evil like they are. Let's go back to Paul Joseph Watson. Thanks for answering Skype so quickly. Paul, you know, we've done this on my new Declaration of Independence, the Drudge link to that went so big, that a lot of states have partially picked up, quite frankly. I did this with my analysis of the Patriot Act, too. And quite frankly, it's all there. It's racketeering when an organized group takes control of something that's in public interest and claims that they're allowed to suspend something or do something that's in the public interest. It is false advertising to spend billions of dollars on local elections around the country and to say it's all about the integrity of voting under the 65 Voting Rights Act, and to then suddenly just say, oh, the party decides who's the nominee. That is a dictatorship of the new party, that of the Central Committee, that then has the Politburo. That is a communist model. So I don't say they're adopting it for a verbal flourish. They are adopting a communist model, now practiced by the communist Chinese and practiced by North Korea. There's only like three countries that still practice it. And it is over the top, my friend. And so I'm just asking you, because I've got more stuff that a one-legged man in a you-know-what kicking contest has got to do. And you're my other writers or other websites, I don't care who you are, don't give us credit. Just go point it out that if blacks were disenfranchised and they said, you know, a million blacks in Colorado couldn't vote, that'd be a big national story, be the most important thing. But everyone doesn't get to vote, so it's then okay. Just that gets people around the mind game. And everything they do is about acting normal to trance everybody so that even people like you and Donald Trump who are smart, Trump kind of goes, that's not fair to take that. What's going on? He isn't coming out hardcore enough. He could say, imagine how we fought the Civil Rights Act so that blacks could vote and not pay a poll tax. And poor whites, they're just saying everyone's disenfranchised. This is election theft. This is organized crime. You can't just suspend an election. They don't. Their rule doesn't even say that. And that's why his new chief of staff, his new campaign head, Manafort, is coming out saying they've gone too far. But he's formerly of the party inside, so he doesn't even want to kind of inside baseball him. But, I mean, this is unprecedented, naked stealing of the election. So I just hope we make these points and expose how to bring them down. Point out the Civil Rights Act. Point out the 65 Voting Rights Act. Point out Jim Crow laws that the theft, the canceling of major primaries brings back Jim Crow, this time on everybody. I mean, Paul, this is the magnitude of this is earth shaking that with a straight face they're saying an inner party will appoint the people that now appoint who can be the president. That is communist China, Paul, where you've been many times. That is. And I'm trying to break the trance of you as well. You're super smart, myself included. I saw them months ago. I put out videos and articles saying they're canceling the election by stealing delegates. Now they're outright, I have the Washington Post and the Denver Post saying Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. Show that screenshot for people in cognitive dissonance under it, saying it's hiding in plain view. You wonder, it's like in Star Wars Episode 3 where he's becoming emperor, and they say, so this is how freedom dies, not with boos, but with thunderous applause. The magnitude, Paul. The magnitude. I mean, I've never not had words. This is so over the top. And I just need to codify this into an article. And I'm telling you, Trump will get the info. Others will. And his supporters will. And 10% of the people we got at these rallies are wearing InfoWars shirts. We have to get this point out. This is out. This could destroy them, Paul. Their gamble, their arrogance, their nakedness. Now, what do you think about what I've just said?
Well, you know, when they have tyranny in Europe, at least they have a tacit token vote in the first place before ignoring it, you know, in the Netherlands, in France, in Ireland, in all these other places. They had a vote on the Lisbon Treaty. They had a vote on the EU, staying in the EU. And the people voted against what the establishment wanted. So the establishment just kept having more votes, more referendum. So they've gone even a step beyond that level of tyranny with what's happening in Colorado.
Are you not stunned by this?
It is stunning, but I'm not surprised by it because Priebus, you know, for weeks and weeks, the RNC chairman has been saying the party is choosing a nominee. It's not like they hid it. This is what they said they were going to do all along, and now they're doing it. So that doesn't make it any less shocking, but it's not like we weren't warned. I mean, Priebus went on Fox News just 5-6 days ago and said that Kasich would probably end up being the nominee. So they signaled it well in advance, so it's no surprise.
And that's why Kasich is so arrogant, and they may just appoint Paul Ryan with no delegates. I mean, this is our transference into a Politburo Central Committee model. I mean, Paul, I've studied these political systems. I know you have as well. Is this not a Central Committee model?
No, that's precisely what it is. In communist China, they don't even have elections. They choose the party leaders, and everyone has to express fealty to the Communist Party, even to be a member of an opposing party. So, I mean, the way it's going, it's going to end up like communist China if it isn't already in some ways.
Well, Paul, no one else is getting the narrative out but us and Drudge. And, Trump, you know, is saying this isn't fair. Something's going on. You better watch out, Republicans. And then, I haven't played these clips yet. Let's get ready to play the ones where, we got a bunch of them. Which clips do we have where they're talking about? So I've gotten mixed up here where they're talking about arresting Roger Stone. So you guys go ahead and... Yeah, your mic, for whatever reason, is distorted always. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Say that again. Yeah, there's a couple of these, and so we're going to play that in a moment. Thank you. What do you make of that, Paul?
Sorry, what was that, Alex?
What do you make of them wanting to arrest Roger Stone for coming on this show and others and saying we should go down there and find the delegates and talk to them?
Well, I mean, the Bernie Sanders supporters are saying that people should harass the superdelegates. So they've gone way beyond anything that Roger Stone said.
Well, I'll be honest. When you start overthrowing elections and stuff, I mean, I'm not calling for the shot heard around the world or any type of physical stuff, but man, they've really crossed the line here. I mean, restraint is the way to go because we're going to discredit them with this. But man, this is not a legitimate government. I mean, did the French have a right to overthrow the occupied French Vichy government? Hell yes, they did. Go ahead, Paul.
No, precisely, but obviously the CNN edited the clip. They made it sound like he was calling for violence. He wasn't. The only people who are actually suggesting that violence might be the answer are people on the left, on the Bernie Sanders side, and they get absolutely no controversy whatsoever. So again, it's that media double standard. But it's no surprise that, you know, they're outright threatening to arrest him now, given how influential he's been in pointing out how they're going to run this deal. And we've featured his articles on InfoWars for months now. And now it's happening, so it's no surprise that they're going after him.
Well, Paul, aren't you hosting the fourth hour today?
Yeah, I'm just preparing for it now.
I'm going to let you get off of here. Thank you and for all the great work you do. By the way, you catch a lot of stuff I don't. You realize how big things are when I don't realize it. So I'm not criticizing when I'm saying let's get out of our trance here. You're writing a lot of powerful, important articles. It's just that I'm saying we have to illustrate to people. We had major revolutions in this country so black people could vote, which I think is good. My grandfather, you know, really was, pun intended, you know, the black sheep of the family for a few years because he became a Republican and, you know, ran for office and, you know, won local office and, you know, was big on getting rid of Jim Crow for black people. Not because my family was even racist. It was just, you know, you were a Democrat or that was the end of it. And so my family's been heavily involved in this. I mean, Charlton Heston marched and got beat up and stuff for this. He was an early civil rights advocate. That's why I admired him. And they're just running over all of it, and it's not even a big deal. So if we point out, well, if it was wrong to not let blacks vote, what in Hades is it okay for the Democrats and Republicans to pull this? I mean, they went too far canceling four state caucuses. Not just Colorado, folks. And there's not even news on the other states. It's just like, yeah, we don't get to vote now for president. If you don't get to vote for who you want in your party, who you're going to vote for, you don't get to vote. And they're doing it with Hillary as well. I mean, folks, if this doesn't make you yell and scream, I don't know what is. It almost makes me go crazy. I mean, it's just to see all these crazy people calm and taking this is nuts, Paul. What do we do to shake people out of their trance? I mean, folks are already mad, but they're not mad enough.
Well, we need to rail against this normalcy bias that's been, you know, inoculated in recent weeks, which is that they were going to steal it, and people are just like, yeah, they're probably going to steal it, so what are we going to do about it? That's the question. I mean, I didn't expect them to just let a revolution happen without any pushback. I mean, it's not going to be like taking candy from a baby. And even if you disagree with Trump on some issues, it does represent a revolution because he's completely self-funded. He's not in the pocket of lobbyists.
And they don't like him.
That's why they're so terrified of him.
And they've sold out to take over the world with American industry. They sold us out. Trump doesn't like it. He's got the people behind him, and so they're just flipping out. Did you believe he wants borders? Did you believe that they're bringing in radical Muslims with no vetting, so he says stop it till they vet them? Did you believe he says we need to have doors on submarines and not screen doors? Next, he'll say that, you know, Santa Claus isn't real. And it's just ridiculous, Paul. It is just absolutely dumbfounding. Let's kick some butt to all the writers, everybody else, our listeners. Listeners, do your own YouTube videos. Write your own articles. Whatever. Just get them out. Everybody's got to point out that we fought a revolution to get elected government from the crown because they wouldn't let us have real elections. And now, 1776, then the 40s, 50s, 60s, blacks since the end of the Civil War are being cheated, and so were poor whites, to not be able to vote or to be screwed over. And those laws were nothing compared to this. This isn't even a law. I tell you, that Priebus is one arrogant piece of trash. And God bless you, Paul. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
I am so upset I can barely talk at this point. I mean, this is starting to get to me. oh gosh, I look at the RNC Rules Committee, Curly, Hughlin, and I look at Priebus, and I mean, they are just such simpering twits. I mean, these are bad people. These are would-be dictators who are doing it. I mean, they're robbing you of your American birthright. They are slitting America's throat like a Christmas hog. You ever seen a big old 400, 500-pound hog wrap chains around its legs, pull the tractor up over the beam, haul that pig up? And sorry, Billy, but your dinner, and you don't really like doing it, but you got to butcher that hog, slit that throat, get the blood out of there so the meat's better. Kicks about 2 or 3 minutes till he dies. They are already dragging the knife across. Already one of the big karate jugglers is just splattering everywhere. And everyone's trending. And the social justice warriors are running around the campuses. Ban speech! Ban speech! Ah, ah, commie, commie, commie! And the presidents in all these communist countries running around. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, fluoride in the water, total insanity. Bringing 5 million radical jihadis, most of them sleeper cell operatives. I mean, most. It's coming out. 80% military-age men running around for a jihad. Our government's financing to murder hundreds of thousands of Christians in the Middle East just the last 5 years alone. I mean, it is on. And Obama gets up there on TV and goes, we can't be unfair and just bring Christians in. They're not letting Christians in. You'll see the numbers. 500 to this state. One of them was a Christian. 600 into this state. Two of them were Shiite. One was a Christian. Syria's like 20-something percent. Some areas 30-something percent Christian. They're the ones trying to get out. They're the ones getting killed. Instead, we let the Sunnis in who invaded, who got their butt kicked by the Russians. And then you look at those whack jobs from San Bernardino, how hateful they were. I mean, they don't want to be here. They want to be over there with, you know, women chained up in their apartments, I guess. And then the left loves them because they hate this country so much. They're not the left. They're freakazoids. I'm going to come back into some economic news, some other points that Paul Watson's coming up. I got a bunch of clips, too, I haven't gotten to. I haven't played them calling for his arrest. I mean, people are like, oh, that won't happen. Oh, really, they won't pass Obamacare? Oh, really, they won't start suspending the election? Oh, really, they won't? They don't have armored vehicles in every city ready with training lists of veterans and gun owners and police officers they plan to kill and round up because they want to play patty cake, okay? They are geared up for a total takeover.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest-priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, look, I'm only doing this segment one more than Paul Watson from Britannia, from Albion. He'll be joining us from the original city of the Britties. That was a tribe. Interesting knowing the background of all of it. I got a message for the government. I like this Paris rap music. He's really got some good stuff. He's been a guest on the show. I'll get him back on sometime. Oh, by the way, I haven't mentioned this. David Knight ran up out of breath earlier, very excited. And my lawyer called me last night about it and was like, I just watched 60 Minutes, and they just admitted the government had prior knowledge and that Al-Qaeda had help inside our government. And I thought you were halfway wrong about that, and I can't believe it. And I was like, well, okay, whatever. And then Knight just ran up, and he's like, I've watched it 60 Minutes. It's pretty amazing. They come out with almost everything. See, there you go. It's all going to come out. All going to come out. And he's doing a special report for the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock on that. There's some stories up on Infowars.com that break it down. I also want to get to Hillary saying Russia and Iran are behind ISIS. Russia is the arch enemy of the Wahhabists, and so is Iran. They're Shiites. They're the ones that came in to stop Al-Qaeda and ISIS. But she knows, the average American, you know, doesn't know. She gets up there on TV and says, the delegates are mine. Doesn't matter who you vote for. I mean, you know, it's just crazy town. But let's go to the clip. Could Donald Trump surrogate Roger Stone be charged with menacing GOP convention, Washington Post? Here's Red State. Face criminal charges for inciting violence and... They play clips from my show and Stefan Molyneux's show on all these programs. And in a couple shows, they act like I'm wanting violence for saying we should go protest. You know, you people really are would-be dictators. You just think you're going to take it over. You people, you're the people that are going to face jail time for trying to stop us voting and stuff. I mean, that's when you go to jail, and you better know it. Just because you got a Bob's big boy haircut and daddy got you in the CIA doesn't mean you're a man. It means you're a sack of trash. Ugh. Let's go to the clip here with former Cruise advisor Rick Tyler on MSNBC. Dangerous Roger Stone. Go ahead.
What concerns me is Paul Manafort, of course, was a business partner with Roger Stone. And Roger Stone just threatened delegates attending the convention in Cleveland, saying that he would publicize delegates' hotel rooms and hotel room numbers if the Trump campaign felt like they were part of stealing delegates from Donald Trump. Now, he'd said that after he called on Trump supporters to come to Cleveland and somehow protest the process if Donald Trump were denied a nomination. I think that is dangerous. We are a free society in America. We're not a third world country. We don't threaten violence against delegates. And I think that Reince Priebus and the RNC should move to ban Roger Stone from the convention because we cannot tolerate threats and threats of violence in the process. Additionally, Donald Trump should repudiate those events, his remarks.
All right, we played that video clip. The video was jumping, but the audio was clear. That's the dirty trickster that had to resign off of Cruz's campaign. Remember for the stuff he did to Ben Carson and others. That's an inversion of reality yet again. They are stealing the popular vote. They are canceling primaries and just giving it to Ted Cruz in 4 states, Colorado first. They're announcing it. First time in history. And then saying, Trump's dangerous. His people are dangerous. Roger Stone's dangerous. Mentions my show. That's when that was said. before coming out and talking about that and saying we shouldn't let them take it and we should go to where these hotels are, these delegations are, and talk to these people. I mean, the French Resistance would have done a lot more than that by people coming in and taking over. And I'm not saying that because we're going to expose these people as the criminals they are doing this. A lot of these idiot delegates are just being convinced by party bosses this is what they're supposed to do. We're there to let them know that's not the case. And we'd be a third world country, sir, advisor Rick Tyler, if we didn't say no. I mean, this man is a menace. Infowars.com/show. Infowarsstore.com to get the products, support the broadcast. A lot of big specials running right now. DNA Force back in stock. Fourth hour coming up. Stay with us. Got a big clip coming up.
Radio Network.
Got the Hillary clip.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you.
I need you. I want you to be my tonight.
There's Vince Neil. Got caught in a little fisticuffs with his buddy, Nicolas Cage, out in Vegas. Folks, if you didn't know, that was a staged event. Motley Crue launched their career with staged fights and suitcases full of porn at the border with Canada, you name it. He wants a piece of the action. Ought to ask Nicolas Cage what that little stingray tattoo on his ankle means. Nobody knows what that means. I do. Not that I even care. He is a good actor, though. When he actually wants to be. You can tell when he's mailing it in, though. Man, he did that movie, Joe. And other than not getting the Texas accent perfectly, I literally know people that drive the exact blue Chevy truck 20 years ago and act exactly the same with the exact same weirdness with people's sides of their houses caved in and deer hanging up. I mean, that movie freaked me out because around our ranch, they've got pine farms and stuff with the, I mean, they made that in Bastrop, which is the Lost Pines. It's in central Texas. And the glacier didn't knock them down. And then East Texas is the same pines, but it's, they actually recreated what's in East Texas there. And it is unbelievable. I mean, that's like a documentary. It's so good. And people just kill each other for fun. It's exactly the same. Okay. I am digressing, aren't I? I've got this really important clip here. Hillary claims charge that her policies led to the rise of ISIS beyond absurd. Again, that's like saying that Sylvester being a black and white cat in Looney Tunes is absurd and the Tweety Bird is yellow. Or that Yosemite Sam hates rabbits. It is another total inversion of reality to her mindless flock of miscreants. Here it is.
Jeff Weaver, Senator Sanders' campaign manager, said that your foreign policy and you support a foreign policy that helped give rise to the creation of ISIS.
Well, that is beyond absurd. And, you know, they're saying a lot of things these days, and I'm just going to let them say whatever they choose to say. You know, ISIS was primarily the result of the vacuum in Syria caused by Assad, first and foremost, aided and abetted by Iran and Russia. So I think that let's put responsibility where it belongs.
Okay, so the people that didn't do it, the people who tried to stop it, you caused Libya, you then invaded from Libya with the same troops into Iraq and then up into Syria. It's all on record. You're like the commanding general of al-Qaeda and ISIS. Obama admits his biggest mistake was Libya. They wanted it to be a failed state, so it wasn't a mistake. They're just acting like they're sorry for killing hundreds of thousands of people and putting al-Qaeda in charge. So let's go ahead and play Obama saying his biggest mistake was, I guess, Hillary's biggest victory. Here it is. We're pulling it up right now. Here it is. Obama. It's the next clip. My worst mistake was not... Here it is. Let's go ahead and play it.
Best day in the White House.
The day that we passed health care reform. And we sat out on the Truman balcony with all the staff that had worked so hard on it.
Aww.
And I knew what it would mean for the families that I'd met who didn't have health care.
Worst day in the White House.
The day we traveled up to Newtown after Sandy Hook.
No explanation needed there.
No.
Biggest accomplishment.
Saving the economy from a Great Depression.
Worst mistake.
Probably failing to plan for the day after what I think was the right thing to do in intervening.
Today is Monday, April 11th, and here's some of the latest news. The Obama administration has ordered the Border Patrol to release illegals still soaking wet from the Rio Grande. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, told a House committee that agents were given the order soon after President Obama decided to limit immigration enforcement in 2014. Mr. Judd revealed that illegal immigrants have learned to game the system by claiming they arrived before 2014 because the Obama administration gives lower priority to illegals who've been in the country for several years. He said, quote, "The illegals are still wet from the river and miles from any civilization, and on their word alone, we release them unless we physically saw them cross the river." In other news, Obama admitted he had no plans for Libya after forcing Gaddafi out of power. Libya has been a failed state since the end of the U.S.-led coalition in 2011, which created a power vacuum for ISIS and other extremist groups to exploit. Islamic militants have been using Libya as a base of operations to ship weapons to Syria while steadily gaining control of Libya's vast oil resources. This is Kit Daniels reporting for InfoWars.com.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. A highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. Sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
All right, I'm just doing a few more minutes to finish that Obama clip, which is pretty important, and then throw it to Paul Joseph Watson joining us from London, England. And there is Paul Watson right there on screen for TV viewers. A lot of listeners hear me talking about see this, see that. We have a big, giant radio audience. It's still bigger than our TV audience. But I pioneered in the last 17 years of 21 years on air to not just have a webcam, but really to have a news show. Back then, I said it once a week to the radio, 5 days a week, to show people what I was talking about so they could actually see it for themselves. It adds a whole nother dimension to this. So we're going to Paul Watson here in just a moment. But finishing up this Obama clip from Fox News, where he's walking around a library with one of the reporters, and he's talking about he's most proud of Obamacare, the biggest screw job ever written by foreign insurance companies that made a 47% increased profit the first year. Globally, just off our backs. Globally, their profits went up. Total screw job, doubling and triple pricing, was already free health care for people that had emergencies and charity care. Now that's still there, but run by the government. And then he says his greatest accomplishment was also stopping a Great Depression. So he's most proud of Obamacare. Greatest accomplishment was stopping a depression. I thought there was no big deal in 2008. By the way, we're still where we were. We had a whole stack of news about the global meltdown and central banks and the IMF and World Bank saying negative interest rates are needed and all this craziness. But then he says Libya was something, you know, that he's ashamed of because they didn't do something after. They want failed states in Libya and Syria and Egypt and everywhere. They're the ones overthrowing it. They're the ones running ISIS. And then Hillary gets up there and says it's Russia and Iran that run ISIS. Russia and Iran are attacking ISIS. ISIS is Sunni. Iran Shiite. They're archenemies. Saudi Arabia runs al-Qaeda and ISIS. But Hillary thinks you're dumb. So, this is insane. I mean, and she's just like a giggling demon, just like Kim Jong-un. She's a nobody but a big fat piece of trash who's willing to be evil. And now they're suspending elections here and saying they'll appoint who runs. This is the Politburo. So let's go to the club.
Biggest accomplishment.
Saving the economy from a Great Depression.
Worst mistake.
Probably failing to plan for the day after what I think was the right thing to do in intervening in Libya.
I mean, what a joke. Oh, they messed up in Libya. It's like you go to somebody's house and pour gasoline all over it and light it and burns it down and goes, I thought I was building another wing. I messed up. Jeepers creepers. Failed state's what they want. They want a failed state here to loot us. That's what globalism is. I'm going to Paul Watson. I know he's going to have a loaded hour for you, powerful info. Look at these other stories. Border Patrol ordered to release illegals. Still soaking wet from Rio Grande, Union says. Privacy concerns, FBI Director Comey trolled online for taping over his laptop cam. Hey, it's good that he told you that because he knows the CIA and other government agencies can hack into a laptop or very quickly. I pioneered covering stuff with tape and was made fun of more than 17 years ago by national TV for it, repeatedly. I pioneered covering it up. I'm proud of that. It just shows that humanity has power to change things. Black Power, public event, ejects white woman after she challenges Donald Trump in racist statement. IRS sued for refusing to release secret church investigation procedures. How they're harassing churches. It goes on and on, on and on and on. But before I hand it over to Watson, I didn't really plug last hour, and I desperately need to, because that's how we fund our operation. Plus, these are amazing products. DNA Force has BioPPQ, which has 175 studies behind it, in a super concentrated, natural, non-synthetic source that's patented. Only Mitsubishi America has it. We have to buy it from them. Okay, synthetic garbage in a pill bottle with less of this is $50 on average for this dose of BioPPQ. That's only one of the ingredients in DNA Force. $30,000 goes into each run of this. $14,000 a kilo it now is. Okay, this is a nutraceutical. And it's got a bunch of other stuff in it that is so souped up. Comparable formulas are bought in major medical clinics for double or triple the price. Okay? Because people won't normally buy super vitamins and stuff because they just don't think it's worth it. So they have doctors sell it and people believe in it. Folks, this is amazing. 4.7 stars. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have AutoShip. Sign up and get 10% off on your orders. Cancel anytime and get free shipping on orders above $50. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. Also a big game changer is the X2 Deep Earth Crystal Pure Source Iodine that no one else has. That is the good halogen that, from our research, blocks out the other bad halogens. The thyroid operates off of it. You die without it. It does so much more, folks. Go read the studies. Look at the facts. InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Anthroplex is now sold out. And don't forget, if you aren't an InfoWars insider, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just click on the front page. Exclusive articles, exclusive videos, exclusive promo codes. It's so key with more and more net censorship and things happening that we be able to contact the Patriots and get key data out. InfoWars.com/newsletter as well. And I want to send Paul to cover Bilderberg this year. We think we know where it is. I'm not sure. I want to be at the RNC, DNC. We're going to be there. I want to have my reporters out there in a few days in Colorado to protest. Articles up on InfoWars.com at the RNC canceling the election there. And we're going to do it. But it takes funding. So you're getting great products, whether it's the new Hillary for Prison t-shirt or, you know, whatever the case is. Non-GMO heirloom seeds, all of it, shortwave radios, books, videos, InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site, InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical site. We have the best gravity-fed filter systems out there, the best shower filters out there at the lowest prices. Check them out, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off all of them with promo code WATER. A lot of other specials. Check it out today. Paul Watson, my friend, I'm going to hand the baton to you. Great job with all of the work you're doing. And our hopes and prayers go with you and Steve and the rest of the writers and crew here. I tell you, you've been working with us. I just want a one-minute response. I'm gonna go and let you take over. If you don't know, I'm going to spring this on you, but I really want your real. I know you're a Northern England guy, so you guys are pretty reserved. You're more than the folks in the South. But your real view on the world, you've been here since you were 20-something. You've been at InfoWars for 14 years, almost 15 years, since right after 9/11. You're 30-something years old now. What is it like for you to see how right we've been? Because I don't take pleasure in it. It's very sickening. But because we've been proven right, we are the zeitgeist. I mean, what is it like to be at the center of the zeitgeist? For me, it's very, very humbling. But it's also just a feeling of destiny and great responsibility, Paul. And then what do you think's coming next? And then you've got the crow's nest here. You're in command, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I mean, the fact that our platform has grown to such an extent that it has over the last 14 years that I've been here. And when I started, it was literally just me. You know, you had a couple of people on customer service, a guy helping you with a website. And it's grown to such an extent now that we're reaching, you know, what, 20 million people a week on the radio alone. We're getting viral videos on YouTube all the time. Facebook has just gone through the roof recently.
They're asking on the news that we should be arrested. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I mean, this migrant crisis, which is what I want to get into, we warned from the very start that this would cause civil unrest, social disorder. Now that's beginning to happen. We had more riots in Sweden last week. And now a top professor in Denmark, which is what I want to get onto now, says that civil war is the most likely outcome of the migrant crisis. Now, he's not the first prominent voice in Europe to say this. We had the Swiss People's Party Member of Parliament, Roger Koppel, last week saying that Europe is about to abolish itself because of these megalomaniac policies on behalf of Angela Merkel. We had the Swiss Army Chief, André Blattmann, warning that the risk of social unrest in Europe was intensifying and that everybody should arm themselves. Of course, that's very hard to do when the Finnish government puts out PSAs telling women to use the force to repel would-be rapists. We've got people in Sweden, we've got people in Germany being questioned by the police if they use pepper spray to defend themselves against rapists. So we've got this pushback by the government. They admitted now that after Cologne, after the mass molestation of women, not only in Cologne, but other major cities on New Year's Eve, there was an orchestrated effort to cover this up. They're covering it up for their own reason, which is they don't want to legitimize critics of mass immigration. Because if people get the truth about this, and it's only come out on InfoWars, it's only come out with people's personal experiences, because we know the media is covering it up. But if they get the truth about it, if this goes viral in the mainstream, there could very well be social disorder, because once people know what's actually happening, it's insane. I mean, there's a crime map of just the rapes and the other crimes that have happened in Germany over the last 6 months since this migrant crisis started. And it's just replete with example after example. But this isn't being shown in the mainstream media. They're still showing refugees arriving and it's little children on boats. Even though you can look at the UN's own figures and see that it's 74% men. But if all they do is show you little smiling children arriving on boats in the media, then of course the vast majority of the population is going to be misled. But the Danish professor is warning, and he's an expert on the link between IQ and how that affects migration policies, how that affects Western society. He's saying that the effect of this mass migration crisis will be the collapse of Western civilization. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's not me saying that. That's a top professor in Denmark. We're going to get more into that after the break on the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. We've also got a top Fed official saying that America is no longer the top country to achieve the American dream. We'll be back with that and more after the break. Don't go away.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, You save.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
We are back. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I was just getting into this article before the break, which is up on Infowars.com. Professor, civil war most likely outcome of migrant crisis. This is Professor Helmut Nyborg, who writes in the Danish newspaper Jyllands-Posten. Now, he's an expert in the connection between hormones and intelligence. He was one of the guys who did the research, the evolutionary studies, which show that because people from southern climates, as they migrated north, had to deal with harsher weather, with colder weather, they had to scavenge for food, they had to work harder just to survive. That had the effect of making their brains grow larger. And of course, that's why we see, generally speaking, higher intelligence amongst people who live in the northern hemisphere compared to those who live in the south. Just a fact. Don't get triggered by it being racist. It's a biological evolutionary fact. And of course, we know that lower IQs are linked with more aggression, which is why you see the more migrants we allow into the Western, to Western Europe, to North America, those rape cases will increase, as they're already doing off the back of over a million migrants entering Europe over the past 6 months alone. So he says that low IQ migrants arriving from non-Western countries lead to a decline in the average intelligence of Western societies, therefore a drop in living standards and rising crime rates. This is a quote. In 2016, the current immigration policy gives us three alternatives: submission, repatriation, or civil war. Unless Europe starts to lead a responsible family immigration and integration policy, stated by the theory of evolution, I think civil war is most likely. And he goes on to state that merely invoking the threat of right-wing extremism, as German authorities have done, for anybody who dares to talk about the problems that this may bring, now they're raiding people's apartments in Germany. To merely invoke right-wing extremism isn't going to fix the massive societal breakdown that importing millions of people on a whim over the course of the last 6 months alone will have on society. So again, he's not alone in warning that this is going to lead to societal breakdown. Top military and police chiefs throughout Europe have said the same thing. Top security experts in Germany told Chancellor Angela Merkel last October that the middle class was becoming radicalized. That was their word, radicalized, as a result of her open borders migrant policy. That's why they need to control the media. That's why in Sweden, their top broadcaster has banned the use of the word immigrant. That's why in Germany, their top broadcaster, ZDF, has banned naming rape suspects by their race. Because according to police, they don't want to legitimize critics of mass migration. That's why one of the top ZDF heads over there, the top German broadcaster, basically quit and said, everything we say about this migrant crisis has to go through the government first. This is state media. They need to control the narrative Because if the true narrative really gets out, there could be massive social disorder. That's why they covered up Cologne in the very first hours and days after the attack. Wasn't even reported on. This mass molestation, which would normally be a huge story right at the turn of the year, wasn't even reported on by any mainstream media outlet for days. Even though it was on social media instantly, they put the clamp down so hard because, again, it counters their narrative. And then it came out that most of the perpetrators, most of which were Moroccan, were not actually newly arrived refugees. Some of them were, but the majority were in Germany for years before this happened. And the left celebrated this. They were like, how dare you blame this on the precious refugees? This is not their fault. Okay, so it was done by people who were supposedly assimilated in Germany, had been there for years, and were supposed to be integrated into society. And yet this is the behavior they continue to carry out. Absolutely ludicrous. So again, we've got another top expert warning that Europe and eventually America, now that those Syrian refugees are coming in too in greater and greater numbers, is now basically under threat of collapse. Of course, it's not going to happen overnight, but he warns that by 2050, Europeans will be a minority in their own countries within just over 30 years. And of course, the German Green Party politician, we played the clip before, celebrated that fact, said it's a good thing that Germans are going to be completely replaced. We'll get more into this and more news after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Infowars.com. Stay tuned. March.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today is Monday, April 11th, and here's some of the latest news. The Obama administration has ordered the Border Patrol to release illegals still soaking wet from the Rio Grande. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, told a House committee that agents were given the order soon after President Obama decided to limit immigration enforcement in 2014. Mr. Judd revealed that illegal immigrants have learned to game the system by claiming they arrived before 2014 because the Obama administration gives lower priority to illegals who've been in the country for several years. He said, quote, "The illegals are still wet from the river and miles from any civilization, and on their word alone, we release them unless we physically saw them cross the river." In other news, Obama admitted he had no plans for Libya after forcing Gaddafi out of power. Libya has been a failed state since the end of the U.S.-led coalition in 2011, which created a power vacuum for ISIS and other extremist groups to exploit. Islamic militants have been using Libya as a base of operations to ship weapons to Syria while steadily gaining control of Libya's vast oil resources. This is Kit Daniels reporting for Infowars.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostagard, Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Great. Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking? Are you
everything
taking
from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So, and I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. In a little while, we're going to get into a new women's rights cause that's being spearheaded by feminists, and that is the right to embrace and celebrate sexually transmitted diseases. This is not a joke. It's not out of the onion. It's not a 4chan troll. This is actually what they're advocating. It trended on Twitter last week. We're going to get into it shortly. But here's an article out of Sky News. Poll: half of Muslims want homosexuality banned. Just over half of Muslims in Britain think homosexuality should be illegal, a survey has revealed. A poll carried out by ICM found that 52% of those quizzed disagreed that homosexuality should be legal in Britain, and 47% said it was unacceptable for a gay or lesbian person to teach in school. So, imagine my shock. They have this massive poll of Muslim attitudes in the United Kingdom. It turns out that Muslims are intolerant, and their beliefs aren't compatible with liberal Western society. Now, haven't I been saying that for the past year or so? In fact, I posted this on Twitter back a couple of weeks ago. If you look at the approval ratings for suicide attacks throughout Europe, it's absolutely shocking, and again debunks this narrative that this is only a tiny fringe minority of Muslims. Again, jihadists, people who actually commit terror attacks, who blow themselves up and kill innocent people, yes, that is a tiny fringe minority of Muslims. But as we saw in Molenbeek, Brussels, with Abdeslam, the guy involved in the Paris massacre, he was able to hide out in that Islamic ghetto for over 3 months because he was being helped by friends and neighbors. So you don't just have jihadists that are involved in this. You have Islamists. Outside of that, you have nominal Muslims who decry this. But the Islamists are the major problem because they lobby. In some cases, they infiltrate schools and governments to try to impose these intolerant, regressive beliefs on Western society. And if you want to live in an open, tolerant society, if you want a high standard of living, if you support the rule of law over something abysmal and archaic like Sharia law, then this should be a concern. And you can look at the support for terror attacks. As I said, Pew did a poll of Muslim attitudes, and this is back in the news again today because of this UK survey. Percentage of Muslims who think suicide bombings are justified under some circumstances. So in France, 31% of adult Muslims over the age of 30 think suicide bombings are sometimes justified. 31%. Is that a tiny fringe minority? If you look at 18 to 29-year-olds in France, 42% of them think that suicide bombings are sometimes justified. You can look at Germany, where the numbers are less, but no less shocking. 10% of adults say that suicide bombings are sometimes justified. 22% of young people aged 18 to 29 think the same thing. Spain, 22% of adults think suicide bombings are sometimes justified. 29% of young people think the same. Then here in the UK, 17% of adult Muslims think that suicide bombings are sometimes justified, with 35% of young Muslims thinking the same. This is clearly a problem. And it ties into this Sky News article, this survey of 1,000 Muslims that was just carried out over the past few days, because it found out that a shockingly, only 34% of Muslims in the United Kingdom would tell the police if they thought someone they knew was getting involved with supporters of terrorism in Syria. So 34% of Muslims, only 34%, would inform the police if they knew a suspected terrorist. So again, that informs us as to why over there in Molenbeek, Belgium, in Brussels, Abdeslam, the Paris massacre plotter, he was involved in the attack, was able to hide out for so many months because he was being supported by this ring of Islamists who were his friends and neighbors, who were radicalized as a result of living in these ghettos, which ISIS in its own manifesto bragged was one of the main ways they would hijack the refugee crisis, to create these ghettos, which they would then radicalize, create this supportive network of Islamists who support jihadists. So, you know, Obama says that terrorism is not an existential threat. And if you look at the figures, yes, it's true that, you know, more people generally die in swimming pool accidents, more people die from bee stings. It's not an existential threat, but it is a threat when these intolerant beliefs are imposed on Western society, because that's what Islam is all about, except from the, you know, except for the nominal Muslims who don't support imposing their regressive belief system on the rest of us. This is a problem when over half of Muslims in Britain think that being homosexual should be illegal. And again, that's a fundamentally statist position, you not being able to do with your body what you wish with consenting adults. And again, only 34% would tell the police if they thought someone they knew was involved in terrorism. That's absolutely shocking. And even the former head of Britain's Equalities and Human Rights Commission, Trevor Phillips, this is out of Breitbart, admitted that he got almost everything wrong on Muslim immigration in a damning new report on integration, segregation, and how the followers of Islam are creating nations within nations in the West. So again, you can look at these figures. Only one in five Muslims in Britain never enter a non-Muslim house. Only one in five. 39% of Muslims say women should always obey their husband. 31% of British Muslims support the right of a man to have more than one wife. 23% of Muslims support the introduction of Sharia law rather than the laws laid down by Parliament. And when they asked American Muslims the same question, I believe it was last year, over half said that they would support the introduction of Sharia law, which is not only about, you know, disenfranchising women in divorce courts, it's about chopping people's hands off for stealing. It's about stoning women to death who are accused of adultery. These are not attitudes that we should be importing into the West, because it's going to lead to a more regressive society, a less free society, and in general, a lower standard of living. Now, I mentioned previously, ISIS in its own manifesto saying that they would exploit the refugee crisis to infiltrate jihadists to create these ghettos. This is out of Gateway Pundit. Pakistani Islamists behind Mumbai attacks captured in Austria after entering Europe as a refugee. Well, what do you know? Of course, they captured the man in the hat last week in Brussels. He was involved in the Brussels attack. He also entered Europe as a refugee. Now, Mohammed Ghani Usman and Abdel Hadidi have been arrested at a refugee center in Austria and are believed to be linked to terror groups and suicide bombers who blew themselves up outside the Stade de France in Paris in November. Usman was also behind the deadly Mumbai terrorist attacks in 2008. He actually helped the terrorist build the bombs that were involved in that coordinated shooting and bombing attack that lasted for 4 days across Mumbai. Remember that horror. 174 people killed by these guys just roaming the streets with their Kalashnikovs, their bombs. The guy who helped them make the bombs entered Europe as a refugee, arrested now. But again, this underscores the fact that this migrant red carpet that European governments have laid out is bringing in jihadists. We've been warning about it for months. We had the Paris massacre, the plotter of the attack, who was later killed in a raid by police, bragged about how he infiltrated through Syria as a refugee into Europe. Same thing with the Brussels attack. This is already happening. I warned it would happen even before the Paris attack. Sadly, I was proven right. And God only knows who they're not able to arrest, these jihadists coming in through Syria into Greece, who again are exploiting this refugee program. But don't worry, because in Sweden, they're busing migrants to local schools to re-educate the students about how they should feel about immigration. Of course, Sweden is the liberal basket case of Europe. Their own expert on Islamophobia left the country to join ISIS. That's how trendy he was. Now they're busing in migrants to schools to try and re-educate young children in Sweden. This is out of Breitbart again. A Swedish member of parliament has expressed his frustration after revelations a Swedish school engaged in social engineering to change the political views of their young pupils. So now they're bringing in migrants, telling their sob stories because they were concerned about the fact that 25% of these students expressed support for an anti-immigration party in Sweden, which is having a lot of success in the polls recently. So it's right down to the high school level that they're now trying to re-educate people, to indoctrinate them as the future generation, who is going to be replaced by these migrants while their own leaders support it, while young women are being raped across Europe as a result of this influx. Again, completely astounding. And of course, over in Pakistan, recently, they struggled to pass a law to ban the, quote, right of husbands to abuse and murder their wives in honor killings. There's a huge campaign against that because they believe that under the Quran, and they actually cite the Quranic verses where it justifies this, they should have the right to physically abuse and murder their own wives and daughters. Of course, you would expect there would be a massive feminist outcry against this. Of course, a huge violation of women's rights, placing women in extreme danger. They were about to pass the law, which would hopefully begin to bring this to an end. Are feminists out on the street in protest against the people who are trying to prevent this law going through? Well, no. They're celebrating how STDs are a new form of female empowerment. That's right. This is not a joke. There's actually a video I put out a couple of hours ago up on Infowars.com called Feminists Celebrate Sexually Transmitted Diseases. Now, this wasn't just a gaggle of, you know, insane people on Twitter, on Tumblr. This was actually quite a prominent feminist behind this campaign, Ella Dawson. And she's been given a lot of positive press over this new women's rights movement, which is about embracing and championing STDs, things like gonorrhea and herpes, as a new women's rights movement, because they shouldn't be publicly shamed. They shouldn't be shamed at all for having these diseases. So, of course, she's a self-described feminist. Imagine my shock. She's a gender studies graduate who says that she's herpes positive and quote, pretty cool with it. This is the tweet she sent out a few days ago on Twitter. Part of this trending hashtag, it actually started trending on Twitter. I believe it was on Friday night. She said, quote, this is one of the top feminists being celebrated by the mainstream media. I'm not interested in playing identity politics. I'm a slut and I have herpes. I still am a person who deserves respect. This is the new cause that they've embraced, having herpes, having gonorrhea, not by accident, as a result, in her own words, because she's a slut. This is the new thing that they're educating young women to embrace. So again, I don't need to go into the gory details of herpes, but obviously it's a lifelong incurable disease. You can only treat the symptoms. It can damage the central nervous system. It can lead to Alzheimer's. Again, feminists hate women. This is the point I make over and over again. They got behind a body acceptance movement that teaches women being chronically obese is a social justice cause. Okay, it's not a social justice cause. Having something that can lead to Alzheimer's, having something that can damage your central nervous system, that's unhealthy. We shouldn't be promoting the embracement of that by young women. It's not a social justice cause. So again, it goes on, and all these tweets are featured in the article. Again, it was given positive press coverage. This is what maintains this absolutely insane narrative that these third wave feminists come up with over and over again. Revelist.com put out an article praising this movement, praising this glorification of sexually transmitted diseases as, quote, brave individuals fighting STI stigma and shouting their status. So you've got women in Iran pulling off their hijabs, being threatened with rape for doing so because they're actually fighting for genuine women's rights issues. But that's not important. Embracing the fact that you've got gonorrhea, that's important to feminists. This is why third wave feminism is, again, incredibly harmful to women. Here's another tweet that was sent out under this shout your status hashtag, which started trending on Twitter on Friday. Quote, I have herpes type 1, the kind most folks have orally. I have it genitally. It's no big deal. Most people have it. I'm still hot AF. Well, as I point out in the video, having an unsightly, lifelong, incurable infection that gives you brain damage is not hot. Something that makes your nether regions look like a meth addict's face, that's not hot. But again, this is the major human rights cause that feminists have now embraced, while in Pakistan, women are fighting for a law to prevent them from being physically abused and murdered in honor killings. This is the total disconnect between third wave feminism and actual women's rights, which they consistently ignore. Here's another tweet that was sent out under this hashtag. And apologies if you're eating your lunch or dinner right now, because this is pretty disgusting. But we have to point out that it's disgusting because the media is treating it as a social justice issue. Quote, I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. STIs are not a consequence of poor decisions or bad character. Well, yes, they are. Again, this is this whole narcissistic societal attitude that we've got going on right now amongst the left, amongst the social justice warriors, that nothing whatsoever is their fault, that they're so entitled they don't need to take responsibility for their actions. But it goes even deeper than that. You know, we've got this whole thing of self-empowerment, but it's not even real self-empowerment. It's completely phony. This narrative that encourages people to celebrate anything and everything as a form of empowerment, just like the fat pride movement, celebrating being chronically obese, having heart problems, having diabetes as something praiseworthy, as something that everybody else should embrace. And if they, God forbid, criticize you for that, for daring to suggest that being obese is a bad lifestyle choice, getting herpes, getting STDs is a bad lifestyle choice, then they're harassing you, they're hating on you. We'll be back with more news after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour Overdrive. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We are back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, Fourth Hour Overdrive. As before the break, I was getting into the fact that feminists are now celebrating their STDs, their sexually transmitted diseases, as a form of female empowerment. And again, it's all about this narcissistic society that refuses to take responsibility for its own bad lifestyle decisions, for its own negative behavior. We had an article back in March, blogger celebrates her awesome abortion. It was a joyful experience. So again, it's about flipping this a 180 completely, taking something that is sick, no matter what you think about abortion, celebrating it as some wonderful human right is completely demented. Celebrating sexually transmitted diseases as something, you know, empowering to women. That's harmful to women. Why I say it again and again, feminists hate women. They promote causes which are actually harmful to women, that are harmful to gender relations, and this is just the latest example of that. So go check out that video on Infowars.com. Feminists celebrate sexually transmitted diseases. Get that video and share it. Now, before the segment that I came on, Alex was talking about Obama and playing this clip where he claims that the economic recovery, saving America from the Great Depression, was one of his greatest achievements. Well, now a top Fed official has come out and said America no longer top country to achieve American dream. Federal Reserve official William Dudley said America is no longer the top country for achieving the American dream in remarks on economic opportunity and income mobility at a conference in New York on Monday. Quote, while income mobility in the United States has been relatively unchanged, it remains well below several other nations. The probability of moving from the bottom quintile to the top quintile is 7.5% in the US as compared to 11.7% in Denmark and 13.5% in Canada. So even the socialist havens of Canada and Denmark are now outperforming the United States in terms of this metric, which again is why Trump has proven so popular with the blue collar voters. They've seen their jobs shipped offshore. They've seen a complete lack of that ability to be socially mobile. That's been taken away from them. And that's why they're coming out in droves for Donald Trump. Over in Venezuela, of course, a couple of days ago again on Twitter, we had the hashtag trending resist capitalism. They were tweeting it from their iPhones using Twitter and the internet, all three of which wouldn't exist without capitalism. And now the perfect example of what happens when you do resist capitalism is coming to the fore in Venezuela. This is Zero Hedge. It's pure chaos now. There's no way back. Venezuela morgues are overflowing. They've basically gone to a four-day week. Everything's beginning to collapse. They talked about people who work in the morgue there who were a decade ago receiving 7 or 8 bodies every weekend. These days, this is a quote, that number has risen to between 40 and 50. This is now wilder than the Wild West. There are widespread reports of lynching. There's a lack of basic goods. Analysts warn the economic crisis risks turning it into a humanitarian one. So it's gone from just there not being enough toilet paper on the shelves. Now lynchings are happening. The body count is rising. And this is what happens in the final stages of the collapse of a socialist country. So I would suggest that we don't resist free market capitalism and that we embrace it. A couple of final stories. Gallup is reporting U.S. worries about race relations reach a new high. Well, of course, that's because of the incredibly divisive and harmful Black Lives Matter movement, which the mainstream media and Obama has supported. So we'll continue to watch that. More breaking news at Infowars.com. Stay tuned tonight for the Infowars Nightly News. Alex will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Thanks for joining us.